Blog Talk Radio.
My brothers, my sisters, oh ye dry bones, it's Wednesday night, and we about to do this thing. Get your minds ready.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. It's Wednesday night, everybody, and thank you for coming out here tonight. We're going to have a wonderful show. I can't tell you how much stuff is going on in this world and in this local town and in Florida and all over this country. But what we do our best is to connect you to everybody we can. And, of course, that's why it's called the Dry Bones Connection. Well, tonight's show, we got a combination of a few things. The heading says the attack of the whistleblowers. And I want everybody to realize that a whistleblower is one who sounds the alert. He's an agent. He's a person who's inside the realms of what is going on. He's one who takes the initiative, her and him, to go and tell that which is wrong. And we don't have some whistleblowers here, but I'm just going to go through some of you because some of the things that we've seen here tonight and going to hear tonight has been warnings to everybody. They sound the alert. I mean, the alert means it gives you a warning, just like the prophets used to do. Prophet is one who warns you against impending dangers. And so, in other words, when somebody's coming to give you some information that is pertinent to your life and you might take it off and throw it to the side, do not get mad when it comes to bite you in the ass, because that's what's about to happen. Many of you who've been out there for years telling people this, I commend you. Hopefully, we'll be able to come together one day and realize that there's strength in numbers. But until now, I want to thank everybody such as Karen Kolowski, retired Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force. She worked at the desk of the Pentagon. She had a number of roles in the NSA. She written numbers of essays telling about the corruption in the military intelligence. She was telling about the invasion leading up to the Iraqi war. And, of course, no prevail. We didn't listen. We got one of the biggest whistleblowers that we know. That's WikiLeaks. He leaked all the information that they were taking our information and scrutinized it. Then Eric Snowden came, and he released classified material from the NSA. But what I want to tell you tonight is, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? And tonight I'm going to honor some of the whistleblowers tonight, because each and every one of you who are out there telling it like it is a whistleblower. And you shouldn't feel ashamed to blow the whistle on that which is corrupt. But before we get started, I'm going to bring my guest out, one of my first real whistleblowers. He stays up in Detroit, Benton Harbor, Michigan. He's fighting the corruption up there based off the federal government taking control of Detroit and Benton Harbor. And they have done some things to try to get this brother not to do his civic duties and to do what is right. And that will be Reverend Pickney. He'll be coming on in the next 15 minutes. I also want to give a shout out to all of the people in the areas, the surrounding areas. That is Fort Lauderdale, Miami, St. Pete, Lakeland, Lake Wells. If I missed anybody, Tampa, all that area up in between. Thank y'all for listening. And I thank y'all businesses that have come and been listening. I'm going to give a shout-out to a few of them right now. Like I said before, we got to support each other because no one else will. And that is the problem today. We are not supporting each other. I want Barbara Hair Braiding. Look that up. That's in the Tampa area. We got Shelly's Adventures. She is an award-winning author. She has... I just say call her business number or her cell phone is 352-219-7199. That's Shelly Adventures. She is a book and author if you want to call her up for some of your engagements. And, of course, we got that Massaging with Healing Touch in Gulfport, Florida, which is Patricia William Plaster, which is 727-851-2176. We got Credit Man. You can go online to creditman.com and get some of his programs. And I want to thank our guests. Man, what a show on Wednesday. I mean, on Monday, excuse me. On Wednesday. Monday, we had Brother Sharif. Excellent show. I hope y'all got a lot of information from that. If not, go to his website, which is Thor.com. I like that name, but you know, I'm a fan of Mighty Thor, but you know, we're going to have to talk to him about that Nordic thing, but we'll talk to him later. But Thor, the Mighty Hammer, he's chiseling out all of that foolishness and making that stone smooth. So he's doing his thing over there. That's Thor. That's Brother Sharif. And I had the pleasure of meeting some good people this Sunday. I went to Mind, Body, and Soul. And I hope to have those sisters on here tonight to explain this event coming up that they're doing with Brother Booker T. Coleman, one of the brothers who was in Hidden Colors. Very good film, documentation. I think it's a very good study. I think it's a study for all of us to look at and analyze and critique without prejudice, meaning that some of the things may sound very well and good, but we're going to have to look at it even deeper to make sure we don't fall into that track of romanticizing, because you can romanticize so much and forget what actually happened. But he will be here, and I think he's going to take those questions, and have some good answers. So that's going to be starting. I know he's here on Friday, but he's going to be Saturday, and it's going to be at Dillard Museum in Fort Lauderdale, and that is going to be at 11 o'clock a.m. until 7 p.m. I'll hopefully have them on to explain and just give an update. These sisters are doing a good job. It's the brothers and sisters from all over the place that we can connect with. Also, I want to give a shout out to Movement Change that in St. Petersburg, which is Irene Case running for school superintendent. And the sisters that are coming on here, hopefully in the next part of the hour, also have an organization called Movement for Change. So very good, and I like that. Got to give a big shout out to Brother Montu Hotep for the show he did called Who Controls Hip Hop. Let me tell y'all, over practically 1,000 hits on that particular show for download. And I thought that was, you know, I don't take numbers lightly based on the fact that, you know, we're not celebrities. We do what we do for the love of it. We get no pay. We get no accolades. We don't go on the front row of any show. We don't get special treatment at the bars. You know, we do what we do because we love for the people. Truth. And I would segue that in with the reason why we're doing it is because of the truth. And because our ancestors, some of the oldest stones on the planet Earth, left us indications that there will be a changing of the guards. But first, the Earth got to go through some travail. So in doing so, you better hold strong to truth. You better hold strong to justice. You better hold strong to harmony within your own self and family. Balance. Reciprocity is what I'm going to hit on when we get to this whistleblower thing. Order and righteousness. And that reciprocity, I keep telling everybody, is not about what somebody did to you. It's about what has become from your actions that is causing maybe what we're going through today. Because we seem not to realize reciprocity means what you give, it comes back. And it seems to be forgotten amongst the black peoples here and around the world, including Africa, which is the mother of seven continents. So in doing so, like I said before, I want everybody to realize whistleblowers even have protection now, because under President Obama, there were so many whistleblowers, he had to get tough. First he tried to stop them, but he realized that was a dumb move. So we end up giving them a program. Now, I don't know if I would go for a program which will have you go to the government, because they don't have transparency at all. So I don't know if I would tell you to do that. What I would tell you to do is organize yourself around that which is safe, meaning people who think like you, Try to get around people who think like you, and it may not be that many, but you just need to get around them for your own mind's sake. So, in saying all that, I'm looking for Reverend Pickney, hopefully he'll be on shortly. Why are so many whistleblowers coming out? We had what I considered on my show here, Dorothy, was in the Air Force as well. She came out, and if y'all don't heard her show, which was about sexual predators in the Army, Air Force, I think y'all should look about that because that's what's going on today. We have sexual predators that are preying on women, preying on men, preying on all sorts of things. She was here. I'll give her a shout out. We're going to have Professor Ngimi blow the whistle on what's going on in the Congo. He told you that they are killing for this thing called coltan. Just so me and you can have this conversation today, they need this precious metal. So I thank him. He will be back on as soon as he gets back from the Congo to give us more reports. And I'm telling you, it's not good, everybody, that's going on in Africa. I know we wear a lot of African garbs to all these programs, but never really look at the blood that's being shed in Africa. Right now, it's unbelievable. I don't even want to go to the amounts of blood that's being poured just for the Western world to survive. And the whistleblowers also are those like Brother Sharif, my brother Sean, Credit Man, Brother Montus, my sister Ngoni, sister Keela, sister Irene, and all you others who I know who are out there doing your works. You have to be careful, everybody. I want you to understand that. I want y'all to be very careful in this day and age. Obama is about to let loose immigration bill, and I want y'all to keep a look at this. They have 3 military camps full of immigrant children right now because they are leaving their children on the borders so they can get the so-called amnesty bill, meaning that if they come here and go to school, they're automatically accepted. This is going to be very crucial if you do not pay attention. Understand what I'm just saying? It's going to be very crucial if you do not pay attention. Because once this happens, federal funds will be stifled to go to those who are in those detention camps, which will cause people to say, why is our money going there? Secondly, you're not paying attention again. Those who love soccer and sports, has anybody realized that those who blew the whistle on the plan to make sports events a pedophile smorgasbord, we might say, they're in Brazil because, believe me, they have no law that could stop them right now. They're in there preparing themselves. They got children prepared. Remember, these are the same people that just arrested the indigenous people from building a stadium in the rainforest, which is unheard of. They're wasting so much money that should be going to social services that is not even funny. I want to give the Mary Nils who are out there doing her whistleblowing on the attack of the mentally ill. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate what you're doing for them. I want to thank those of you who are talking to our island and brothers and sisters to connect them because we are disconnected for sure. For sure. Don't play with this. I read a quote from Marcus Garvey, and I'm going to read it maybe sometime next week after I review this event from Hidden Colors 3, which would be also here on June the 26th. Hopefully I get the sisters on. But no further ado, I got the brother here. I'm going to bring one of my first brothers in on this. And this is going to be Reverend Pickney, who I consider a champion and what I consider a whistleblower for the cause of our people. Reverend Pickney, you out there?
Yes, I am, Dry Bones. I am here, and I'm excited to be on your show. And I'm telling you, you are telling the people the truth, and the people need to listen to what you're saying. I tell you, it is a real, real war going on around here, and the people are not fighting it.
That's right. As you know, those of you who are not aware, and if you're new to this, This brother here was in Benton Harbor, Michigan. He was arrested right after doing our show, which was amazing. I was like, what? And all for him doing his civic duty of getting petition to stop a mayor who we have our rights by consideration of a runoff. And once you get these signatures, they are supposed to go to the court and be signed off as legally done, which he did. They were surprised because this brother did what they thought he would not be able to do. And from there on, brother, tell them what they did and try to pull it on you.
Here's what they did. They came to my house. They sent the SWAT team. Listen to this. The SWAT team to my house to arrest me. I'm talking about 30 to 35 agents. I'm talking about the FBI. I'm talking about the state police. I'm talking about the county sheriff. I'm talking about the township and the city of Benton Harbor Police Department. Matter of fact, they blocked off my whole street. They blocked, nobody could get in. Matter of fact, it was martial law at that time. You couldn't get in, you couldn't get out. Even if it was an emergency, most likely you wouldn't be able to get in or out over a recall petition. You see, they didn't think that we would be able to accumulate enough signatures to recall this sleazeball mayor, the stool pigeon, James Hightower. He's a stoolie, that's what he is. And they didn't believe that we would be able to get enough signatures to recall him. When we got enough signatures to recall him, they decided that they were going to do it. Matter of fact, there's a CD out where this mayor telling everybody that he's going to unleash his power, which is Whirlpool, the largest employer here, Lakeland Hospital, the second largest, the county, and the prosecutor, the sheriff's department, and the county clerk. Those are all his people. And what he did, he unleashed them, and they went out and started kicking in people's doors over a recall petition, going to the front and back door with their hands on their pistols. They was going, coming to your house 2 o'clock in the morning over a signature, a recall petition. But here's the thing. When I figured out what was going on, I made that call, and my attorney did anyway. And when I turned myself in, here's what they did. They set bond at $30,000. And remember, for a recall petition, that's what they did. I was put on house arrest 24/7. Couldn't use the computer. My wife couldn't use the computer. Couldn't have the computer system in my home. They wanted to shut me down completely. That's what they tried to
do. Now, hold on. Let me ask you a question about that, because that is the part that is bewildering. Everybody should be listening. You were shut off from the internet, which is practically what everybody uses for paying bills, from doing simple buying and selling or whatever you might do for your normal life. And to be told that you could not use this is almost a violation of our First Amendment rights. So
it is a violation. Matter of fact, I'm planning on filing a complaint against this judge before the week is out in reference to this, so we can have him censored for this. Because if I allow him to get away with this, what's next? And this
right.
same judge attacked this lady and her two children. And look, the girl, the children was only 12 years old. They put this 12-year-old girl in handcuffs and took her into the lockup for the women, a 12-year-old girl. And nobody's talking about it around here. People just don't do things. Nobody stands up for our children, and that's what I'm really fighting for. It's all about the children. So this guy thinks that he's going to get away. I'm not allowing him to get away. If I allow him to get away, then I'm no better than he is. So that's how I feel. So anyhow, here's what happened. May 30th, I went into the courtroom, which was a crucial hearing. We had what we call a preliminary hearing where the prosecutor produces evidence to decide whether I'm going to be bonded over for trial. Well, the prosecutor admitted that he didn't have not one drop of evidence that would say that I did anything wrong or a crime was committed. See, this is what a lot of people don't understand. And the judge didn't make a decision on May 30th because he had to get together with the rest of the judge and figure out a way how he going to bind me over for trial. So on June 5th, he came out with this. I mean, he must have talked for about 10 minutes how I did it or I had to do it. It was nobody else who could have done it. The question was, did what? So now we're talking, and my lawyer gets up and said, wait a minute, Judge, there is no evidence. You can't bind nobody over on what you think. You got to bind them over on evidence. And at that point, the judge gets mad at the attorney, tells him, hold on, sit down, let me finish this. And he said, no, because I know where you're going with this. You can't do it. But anyway, he took the time out. He finished, say he binded me over for trial. Trial will be July 22nd. Plus, that's when he removed the tether and the computer issue. And we're fighting that. We're getting ready to take it to the appeal court right now. We're going into the appeal court and have them take a look at this. Because you can't bind a person over for trial if there's no evidence. I know you can create evidence anytime you want to, but you failed to create the evidence that sent the SWAT team to my house. I guess what they did, Dry Bones, I guess they were planning on doing bodily harm to me because it didn't take all that to come to my home. They could have called me on the phone, and I would have went in and surrendered to them. But unfortunate for them, they had to show the strength. I call it a terrorist attack, not on me, but on the community, because they were driving all over this community trying to find me in a SWAT truck. So you know I must be somebody special in their eyesight. So now they got me in going to this courtroom trying to convict me on something, because most likely we're going to have an all-white jury, and 99.9% of the time, the all-white jury always find the black man guilty. And that's what it is. But drive on, we're fighting back. I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm willing to make the supreme sacrifice for the people, but the people gonna have to fight back. You understand, drive on?
Hey, yeah, I do. And I know one thing that you we talked about earlier now, and I want you to be clear that I have put you on the website driveonconnection.com so you can see some of the interviews he had. But to me, when you were on that show, what is his name? The white gentleman up there, he has a radio show?
Pete Santelli?
Yes, I went and heard you on there. And
yes.
I was very glad. That's all, and those of you who want to hear that interview, it is very interesting. I would suggest you listen to it. They were interested in what you were saying. I looked him up, and he's a very instrumental person up there because of what's going on. And I thought that when I seen him, I felt a little bit better than in having him. And I hate to say it this way, but it's a shame that we have to take other people to really bring relevance to our struggle. And instead of us taking it as relevance, it took another person, in my opinion. What's your comment on that? Because I was glad to see you on the show.
Hey, you know what? It was a tremendous thing because it reached across the country. See, to me, that's the most important thing we can do. See, we as African Americans, or blacks, or whatever you prefer to be called, we don't do things until something happened to us. Then we want everybody to drop what they're doing and help them. I believe
right.
that somehow we are going to have to move this thing to a whole different level. One thing I can say this. I have gotten support from all around the country. This morning I was on the Margaret Prescott show, which was out in California, which is a tremendous radio show. And I was on the Pete Santelli show, the Webster Tarpley show. You name it, they're out there. Everybody wants to get a piece of the rock. Everybody but us, Dry Bones. We have to start doing things differently. Can we do this? That's the question. We better start doing it before it's too late. Because I'm telling you right now, if we don't change the way we're doing business, we're going to be extinct around here.
Now, you mentioned a person I was quite impressed. You said William Tarpley. I suggest all you type in William Tarpley in Google and see how profound his words is to this whole situation of what's going on. And he's being listened by all kinds of people. So I think that was very good. But you made a very good statement. And I tell people all the time, if you're not looking at everything that's going on around you because you're in your own glass house, when they throw this, ain't going to be no rock. It's going to be a goddamn hand grenade because they ain't playing with us. And I took on your particular suit because it's happening here in the state of Florida. And see, everybody's like, oh, I even had people say, oh, man, he's up there, he's in Michigan. I'm like, man, you know, that's the problem now. Our connection of mind, body, and soul is just totally disconnected because they don't see that can happen in other states because no one wants to believe that the federal government will come over and pretty much take over a city like they've been doing. And so I think when you did what you did, they thought you was going to lay down like the rest of these drive-ons. But I want to let everybody know that there is people out there, just like Reverend Pinckney, but he can't do it alone, everybody. Now, tell them what's going on now so we can keep our eye and keep our...
Dry Bones, here is what's happening right now. They're trying to take over the city of Benton Harbor and change the name. And they're going to have a meeting June 25th where the power to be, Whirlpool, Lakeland Hospital, Barron County, St. Joseph, the surrounding areas are trying to figure out a way how they can suck up the city and turn it into their playground and rid themselves of all the African-Americans that live here. They're going to have a meeting June the 25th. It's going to be such a big meeting. It's going to be historical because here's the thing. According to them, this has never, ever happened before where they're going to come in and tell the elected officials here in the city of Benton Harbor that as of so-and-so date that your government will be dissolved. You will not have a voice no longer in the city of Benton Harbor. You will be governed by, most likely, the township. I don't have all the information, but what I do have, I've been saying this for years, that they've been trying to suck Benton Harbor up, all the valuable land. See, we got the most valuable land in this whole county, Benton Harbor. A black community,
right.
And 70% of the people here, 70% is unemployed. 90% live below the poverty level. And yet we the richest community probably from here to Kalamazoo. That's about 50 miles. We the richest community here because we have this land that's surrounded by water and everybody wants it. Black folks have never been in such a position where they're in control of a city that everybody wants. The governor sent this emergency manager down here specifically to take over this land. And when I mentioned the emergency manager, they got 172 emergency managers trained and ready to go to work right now. So you people out there who believe this is just for the city of Benton Harbor, I'm telling you, you got another thought coming. See, just like
That's
Detroit
right.
now. Detroit didn't believe that that they will be able to get an emergency manager because they said they're too big. But I told them they didn't really want little bitty Benton Harbor. They were just going to see how much the people would take before they start fighting back. And that's what that
that's
adds
right.
up to, Dry Bones. I'm telling the people here, and you better listen to me because I'm telling you the truth. They're coming for you next. So get yourself ready to fight back.
That's right. And I understand now that when it happened, there's other cities around the country, everybody. This is just one of the brothers I got to be in contact. California already talking about splitting into two. They're talking about other municipalities are going into bankruptcy. Now, I know we have a lot of brothers who are into the study of law or you know, just getting into it. In your view, in going through this court system, having a lawyer or not having a lawyer, you know, would have been a serious thing. What's your view on how the lawyers are handling such a case like this? I mean, and I don't mean to talk against anything of your lawyer, but just to give us a view.
Are
the lawyers working together on this? Because they're a major force. I read last week on the show, I said, woe unto the lawyers.
Let me say this to you. The lawyers are doing a magnificent job. Because
okay,
I'm not going to have it no other way. I'm not
going
to allow you to sleep while my life is at stake. If I see you speaking, I'm going to stick a pin in you. And that's what I believe in. But here's the thing. Just today, one of the worst court-appointed attorneys in the history of mankind were caught drunk inside the courthouse. First, he was caught drunk driving. Then he was caught drunk inside trying to defend somebody. I told them 5 years ago that this guy was an alcoholic, and every time he defends somebody, he'd be drunk. They said that their opinion, he don't know what he's talking about. He's just saying that because he's against this court system. No, the evidence was there to support it. They knew that this guy was a drunk. And when I say drunk, I mean exactly what I'm saying. They just censored the judge here about 3 months ago. 5 years ago, they could have never done this. They would have never arrested this guy for drunk driving. They would have never censored a judge in Barron County because they thought that they had everything going for them because of Whirlpool Corporation. And those of you out there, do not buy any Whirlpool products, KitchenAid, Maytag, all that stuff. Do not buy it. They're trying to keep what they're trying to do now. They're trying to show folks that they're going to move this thing to a whole different level. But we have to fight back by boycotting. Keep your money in your pocket. That's important. Mm-hmm. When you do that, you're fighting with the court system. You're fighting with Whirlpool. You're fighting with all these other entities that's around here that's creating this mess. So you know where we at.
Yeah, I see it coming through all over the place because, again, they just had some judges. Actually, one judge, he was so messed up, he wanted to fight the prosecutor, y'all, recently. It was on all the national news. These judges are out of order. These judges are out of order, and the system is out of order. But you, the people, you got a lot to think about. We are perceived as soft. We are perceived as being dumbed down. We are perceived as people as being very, very malicious toward each other. And these characteristics leave only one thing, for them to say, we got to get rid of these people. Now, they're doing that. I guarantee you, Rep. Pickney, they got plans for that area, probably to change it over into some type of resort. And just like they did recently, and I know you've seen it as well, look what they did in Brazil. They just destroyed a whole community just for this World Cup and took all their funds and did that. So it's not just happening to you. This is a microcosm that's all over this world that they're taking over, y'all. We're using this law called Agenda 21. I suggest everybody start looking at it because when they want to take land just by a decree, something is deeply wrong. Now, Reverend Pick, let me ask you this, and I want to keep you long, but give me some, you said you're going to be in court. What would you like people to do? Call in? Because we did call. But
I did a tremendous job. I think people should continue to call it and ask this prosecutor, why are they out here trying to harass the people that live inside the city of Benton Harbor? I think any time that you call, you should be Johnny right on the spot and ask these questions. And that's just not here in Benton Harbor. It should be all over the country. If you call me and tell me to make a call to that judge, I should be on that phone calling that judge, and we should get 1,000 people to call. That's how you beat them down. So here's how you can help me. Also, which is very, very important, I'm in the process of appealing this judge's decision to bond me over the trial. I need $5,000, and I need it within 7 to 10 days. So those of you out there who have some loose change in your pocket, please go to bhbanco.org and donate. And here's what you could do. I'm going to set up a club where you can have those of you who are out there can join the $500 club, the $100 club, the $50 club, the $25 club, the $5 club, even the $1 club. All you have to do is go to BH Banco and push that button that donate, and you will automatically be in the club. And what we want to do, we want to get 100,000 people from across the country to donate so we can have a fund to go across the country to help people when they need help. See, that's one tool we don't have. When people need help, people don't even know where to go. Most
that's
of the time,
right. That's right.
Most black people, we don't have the resources to stand up and help people.
That's right. And we don't like to realize that. And I like how you put that. Think this way, everybody. $1. Even I say that. $1. Look how many people would donate to $1. We would have the most serious defense fund that could be used to go to different states, because each state has a different jurisdiction. And so we need to realize that these lawyers must have the tool. The tool is money. That's why the scales are not in balance. They tilted because money is in one way. So I want all the listeners, go there on the line, do what you can. But we will keep in touch. I will be there talking with you throughout the time and getting updates. And look forward to Dry Bones' connection, man, coming through and helping you out with some of this.
Hey,
I say, I'm one man.
Dry Bones, let me say this to you. I really, really appreciate you. You know what? You're my hero, because you're doing things that most people are not doing, especially the people that have radio shows. Sometimes they think they're bigger than life, but you're right down here on the earth. You're right down here with me, and I appreciate that. And I'm telling you, I'm talking from my heart. Not just spitting something out of my mouth. I'm telling you how I feel, Drybo. Appreciate you so much.
Yeah.
You just keep up the good work, keep up the fight, and encourage the people that is listening on the radio, not just to donate to me. I want them to go out there and do something. Go over there and, turn over a car or something. Do something. I don't care what you do, but just do something. Because it's not about you. It's about the future of our children. That's what's at stake.
All right. Again, keep in touch. I will keep you in. I will get in touch. Also, I told everybody this is the whistleblower, and this show is called Attack of the Whistleblower, and we got to look up for the brothers and sisters so we can stop this attack. So, Reverend Pinckney, I'm gonna let you go, but we will be in touch and connect. That's for sure.
Hey, appreciate you, my
and
brother. Have a good night.
That's right. All right. If you want to listen to the other part, cause we got another. Hopefully, if I see these sisters' number, I'll bring them in. I'm trying to look for him, but first I'm going to bring in who I know I see. That's Sister Keela. Sister Keela, y'all there? Sister Keela, her call has dropped. Okay. Well, I guess, let me see. I got some people holding on. But let me go to 3274. 3274, you on
air. My brother. I'm just enjoying your program. I'm just wondering what we're going to do. I wanted to really speak with the Reverend to ask him some questions about what the ministers are doing there. I know a few of them there, and if I need to call them and find out why they're not involved and what we can do to get them involved.
Before those of you don't know, this is my brother and good friend. Brother Ray Fauntleroy, well-known activist. I know the voice well. Ray, I didn't know he said he had to go, but if he can come back on, if he listens, if he's come back on. If not, Ray, you would definitely get his number because I did speak to him about giving that number to you. So go ahead. And I think he would like for us to probably do what you've been saying for years as well.
Well, what's going on is going on not only all over America, but it's going on all over the world, and it's at the hands of the same people doing the same thing. And the laws that we have, they ignore those laws. And like you said, and I believe this, that the first thing we can do is hold our money. And I've always said that. Hold your money. Stop buying anything, only your necessities. Because when you feed that meter that they have, it strengthens them financially. So if we take our little money out of it, out of the equation, it will have a great impact. Second thing, yes, we need to address our elected officials. As a matter of fact, we need to face-to-face with them. I did that here a couple of weeks ago over this fluoride that's in our water supply. And those are the kind of issues that we need to begin to look at. They've got fluoride in our water, and fluoride is mind control. They spray us every day with chemtrails. That's mind control. They are putting chemicals in our food. That's mind control. That is murder. They are killing the people. And it is a war against the original people, and that's us. So, you know, we have to get ourselves together, brothers and sisters. You know, we can talk, but if we don't do something, get ourselves prepared for what they're getting ready to do. They're prepared to do something. It's not going to be successful, but only for those of us who don't do anything. You know, you got to prepare for what's getting ready to happen July 1st, if you don't know, because they're going to try to change the dollar, because the world has come against the American dollar because of the American white man has now it infiltrated other countries, turned over their governments, trying to control their governments, and the world is waking up and addressing the issue. So, you know, we have a big job to do, and we can no longer sit back and talk. We have to do something, brothers and sisters. And I would hope the first thing that we do tomorrow morning is to stop spending our money with them. And one of the things that I have suggested over the years is to buy only one gasoline, and I have always said to buy Hugo Chavez's gas, and that's Citgo. And then there are other independent gasoline stations if we don't have a Citgo. But you buy from the independents. Do not buy from Exxon. Do not buy from Amoco. I don't know if it's Amoco there or not, but Shell, Mobil. Chevron, the big companies, you know who they are. They're all over the place. Just don't buy their gas. Find an independent, Hess, any independent gasoline and buy it from them because we all have to have transportation. And we all have to use our minds when it comes to discerning what's really going on out here. The truth crushed to earth will rise again, and it's rising, but if we don't do anything about it, you understand, nothing's going to change. So that's my
I was going to say that goes with what we had on with Brother Sharif on the other day when he was saying you're still always going to be consumers, but we need to be wise consumers to understand where the money. Yeah, because our consumption is just outrageous. We don't even look who we're consuming from. So that is going to be a problem. But like you said earlier, you've been saying for years, I can attest to that, and has been doing it. We have a problem with coming to the table with a forum like other. I tell you about at the Berlin conference, man, and you know this, and I was looking, when I read into this, I seen that Europe was at war with each other when they went to that Berlin conference. They were all fighting. They went to that conference to carve up Africa. And then they fighting. They came back to make an agreement on who got what. The Dutch would get this, the whole and we got to take that approach that we got to come out of that meeting with a pure based plan, because it seems that we come out the meeting really not talking about the same thing. And we all are odds with each other. I try to say to everybody, once we come to the table and see that, hey, we don't all agree, if we can get to a 70% mentality range, we can move. But if we stay at 50 and below, we ain't going to never get nowhere. So we're going to have to come over that hump, y'all, and get to that. You ain't going to agree with everybody. So let's not all go that kumbaya. But we can definitely get a 75% consensus. We can make some things happen. If not 65 at this moment.
There's a conference coming off in Washington on June 21st at 2 p.m. at the Plymouth Congregational Church. It is a conference with some of our leading, some of our leaders, cultural leaders, Dr. Claude Anderson, Dr. Omar Johnson, Francis Quest Welsing, Dick Gregory, Dr. Stevens, and there are some others who are going to be there. I'm intent to be there. And that's the intent, is to bring us together to make some decisions on what we're going to do. Now, I have some suggestions that I'm going to make, and I've already made them, because I think what we need to do is have us a council of elders who will be responsible for overseeing our finances, people that we know and people that we trust, people that have been on the forefront and who have ideas, not so much ideas, but plans for how to get us out of this mess. And then we need to understand that we are at war. This is a war that's going on. Brother Pinckney, what he described is war. Anytime they can come into his neighborhood with a SWAT team and shut it down, that's war. And your commissions, your councils are responsible, and you need to challenge them for it. And you go to them, and you challenge. Now, the other thing I need to say, for those of you who vote, there is a provision in your voting rules of this country. You may not have enough votes to put a person in office, but you still got enough signatures to take them out of office. It's called recall. And what you do, you go to your commissions and your council, and you say to them, we didn't put you in here, but we can take you out. And all you need to do is find out how many signatures you need. You get them out, and it's in every provision. And get busy. Get out in the street and knock on doors and talk to people and get them to sign these. And I don't care what color they are, okay, black or white. Sometimes these black folks do more damage to us than the white folks. But whoever they
are. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And let me say this. Let me say this because what you just said was what Reverend Pinckney had this issue about. And people here in Florida who know we had one of the biggest recalls in Miami based off the fact that they wanted to get rid of a mayor. And then the one they received, now he is due a recall in reality. But we're going to see how things go later on in the year with the Dade County people. But we're going to have to, like you say, Ray.
I, for one, will be calling those people that I know in Detroit. I'll be calling them tonight. And I'm going to get on this case. Now, the other thing, too, when Mandela came to Miami, the city commission refused to welcome him. They refused to give him the key to the city. So what we did was we started a total recall, the entire commission, okay? We missed that recall by 1,500 signatures. And the only way we missed it was we could not get the support of other black organizations in this town. They would not come out and support that effort. And we would have recalled the entire commission. Now, wait, what that would have done, that would have given us a lot more respect, you know, and a lot more power than we had before that. But since we didn't make it, then it diluted our power.
Yeah, and that seems what happened, what you just said. I'd like for you to definitely give him, because he mentioned the pastors. And we had a show on here about the psychology of who holds our, I don't even say community, who holds where we live, because community means money circulation. We don't have any recourse because the preachers do have a lot of power over the minds of the people. And so being that if they don't even act like they want to be in this, they stop a lot of people from going into that direction. And so I don't know if it's going to take some time or it's going to take a whole new mindset than dealing with them, because based off the fact that they are entrenched in politics based off they received faith-based money from George Bush, even though they said he wasn't Republican, they got the money anyway, so they locked into that, and people just seem not to see it. I mean, and you've been around there, what keeping them in, because Hidden Colors said it in the movie, he said, Jesus got our people locked up, that was by Shazar Ali, is there some problem with this Jesus thing that keeps us locked in this, because Ray, it seems to be that we give more money to church than we give to anything.
Yeah, and they do less with it. But you see, that's on us. That's on the people who are listening to this show. Those of you who claim to be Afrocentric, you got to do something. You have to take a stand. You can't just talk about this situation. We need to get flyers together. We need to visit those churches on Sunday and put those flyers on the cars. But these people are asleep. They don't know that the preachers sell them out. They don't have.
I agree.
But you got to put the information out. And the preachers are not going to help you with it. I mean, you know what they did to me here. They're not going to help. So you have to do it yourself. You know, so y'all have to stop jiving, shucking and jiving when we talk.
Yeah.
Get out there now. Because it's going to get very rough here in this country in the next couple of months. People will be ready to listen then. Okay? But, you know, they got SWAT teams.
No, I say I believe it is going to happen. I think Obama and I'm setting up, but I believe that, I hate to say it like this, you know how it works. Sometimes a lot of people got to get their feet on fire, and the fire can come in many different ways. So, but again, I want to keep you coming back, man, as well with updates on what's going on, because I know you across the country. At the top of the hour, I got a video clipping I want everybody to listen to, because this is by NSA whistleblower on what is coming down. What Brother Ray was saying, Brother Rep Pickney was saying, you might want to hear this, because this particular person, if you look at what is being said, here's what's being said, you will say all this is connected. The clip is about 9 minutes, and after the clip, we're going to take calls on what you just heard, what you've been hearing from two of icons to me as whistleblowers, Brother Ray Fontenoy. That's what I call a whistleblower. He did his job even under attack, and he's been attacked, and he's still there looking good. And Reverend Pickney out there doing the same thing, and many others. I'm just using them tonight, but it's because they called in. But tonight, I want you to listen to this clip, because he mentioned something about July the 1st. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be over. I'm just going to say other activations of law will create a serious reaction within the next 2 to 3 years based on how the politics go. But they ain't about to give up their palaces. They're building palaces in Haiti. Haiti, you are being taken over. Where are my Haitian brothers and sisters? They're making the Haitians go and build the doggone World Cup for low wages. They got them also. They have yet to build their own capital, y'all. Listen here carefully. They have yet to build their capital, but yet they're having them rebuild over there in Brazil for this World Cup. Y'all better think about that. Now, that's Harriet Tubman saying, if only they knew they were slaves, she might have saved some of them. That is slave mentality 101. You don't build your capital, but you're going to go and build resorts on your own island for the rich and famous. That's a psyche that's got to be looked at, everybody. And I'm saying it, that's just there. We ain't going to talk about what's going on all these other islands becoming suscapades. Tricking out young girls 5 or 6 years old because they ain't got nothing there. Islands being ran over for development for the rich. So the rich ain't going nowhere, y'all. Don't fool yourself on that one. No. And they may not kill the earth all because they want to be on it too because it's beautiful. It's rich. They're going to segmentize the earth into quadrants. And these quadrants will be the quadrants that will be used for what they need, and they will have these people building some stuff. NASA, everybody, when we put this clip on, I want y'all to remember, NASA program is closed. Let me bring Sister Keelan so I can get ready for this. The NASA, you in there, Sister Keelan? Hello? Her phone keeps dropping. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to do this anyway. But I got the clip if necessary. They are doing some things that are outrageous, and without people knowing, that's why you need whistleblowers like Snowden. Think about it. If Snowden didn't tell you all this stuff, even though it may be whatever it may be, you still would have been nonchalant about, man, they taking over our phone, all our documentation. You have to wonder about that. You really have to wonder about that. And then we take it lightly. They can easily call electronic currency fraud. Now, I know we all got some things going on that, you know, we got this credit repair. That goes away. That goes away, everybody. What you thought, what you did know would not be the same thought that you're going to be knowing in the new currency war, because it's going to be digitized that we probably, and then they're going to go into a new phase. And I'm saying this because I'm reading it in factual documentation called Obamacare. They plan on microchipping, which is in the provision. Now, I could give it to you if you want, have no problem, because you can just go online and look it up. And they're going to use that as identity fraud, because so much fraud is being taken through identity. These people are calculating it. The only way we can get away with it is if we do not have people who blow the whistle. So I hope, Sister, are you on the line now? Because I can hear you. Sister Akilah. She's not on the line. Okay. Well, I'm going to hook this up because she was supposed to have the clip for me. And unfortunately, I can't get her to respond. So y'all deal with me. But, Brother Ray, you still out there? Let me get somebody else out of the line. Who's 3274? Are you out there?
Brother Dorian?
Hello? Yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay, just go ahead and do what you're doing to her and give him a little more information, because I'm trying to. She can't come on. I don't see her on at all. She had the clip for me. I think it's going to be, and she's. I see her back on. She's not answering. Sister Akilah. Oh. All right. Well, Brother Ray, we're going to put this on. Do go ahead and give people what you perceive, because you've been in some meetings up in other parts of the country. What are the other parts of the country saying and doing? I mean, you get to see a little more than we do.
Well, you know, we've got the same disappearance of children. We've got the same incarcerations of young men. I just went to a prison here to assist a young man who was arrested. Yes, he violated the law, but they were beating on him. They broke his hand and tried to break his rib. And I went in to assist to stop it, and we did. But the point is that it is happening. And they're putting our young people in peril. They're raping them. They're giving them drugs, mind-altering drugs, of course. We know what they're doing with the gynecomastia and the acetane, which is just changing their hormonal structure. And so we know that these things are going on, but we're not able or not strong enough, I should say, only because we have not come together. So whatever, you know, you're doing, I need to know, and I need to be there. I need to give you the support, whatever it is. And that should go around the horn for everybody. We can no longer separate ourselves because we are all targets of the same wicked system. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You need to understand what that means. But we are a powerful people. We just have not come to the point or the conclusion that we need to come together, address our issues, and come up with some solutions for our problem. And I think once we do that, and it's not necessarily a violent response, but an intelligent response, and if that's what it takes, then that's what it takes. We'll do what we have to do. We have a right to defend ourselves. Don't go for the gun buyback stuff, but stop killing each other. You know, you have a right to own a gun and to protect yourself and defend yourself. I know I will. Okay.
That's
I know
right.
I will. And these things that they're doing.
That's right. We got the queued up, Ray. I'm going to keep you on, too, so stay with me back and forth. I'm going to put this clip in after I turn this on, everybody, and I want you to listen. It's a very short one. It's about 8 minutes, so bear with it. And Ray, you still out there? You can hear me?
I'm still here.
What happened, Juan?
Yeah.
I'm going to on the recent Pacific football mission launched with our Russian space flight founder, Luka Fontan. After having seen a strange half blow by the Earth, which looked like a missile launch.
Yeah.
I think it's great about this, but the top one is we saw a few less propellant. So if you not have this enough to gas on the salt, I'm not sure how that caused the problem. It's clearly it's going to be close to salt. Now, couple of that, the recent shutdown of NASA.
Now, that's it. I'm going to bring y'all in. Now, the reason why I say that, I don't know how good was the audio. I don't know if the audio was good or not. Yeah, stay there with me so we can bring, and I'm going to bring everybody else in. My question is, this is a whistleblower. Now, this is called a whistleblower from NASA. Tonight was the attack of the whistleblower, and y'all know it's been plenty many of them. What we want to say is, he said the government shutdown that they had was based upon them to cover up the fact these things were out there now. And he's saying that this was done. Remember, the government shutdown seemed like a joke to many of us. But maybe by laying off NASA to get that off them to whatever's out there so that nobody be thinking about them, it's maybe their motive. Now, I'm giving this out there to see if y'all are good private eyes who are into eye of deciphering this stuff. If you want to get on this call, just hit the number one and give your comments. Is some of these whistleblowers really telling us the truth? Because remember, this plane disappeared recently. And then I'm going to bring up Project Bluebeam. Are they trying to tell us, hey, prepare, it's some article saying prepare for Jesus coming from the cloud. I mean, you need to think about this, everybody. Project Bluebeam was another whistleblower that said they had holographic projections. Holographic projections. Michael Jackson. Yeah, making some noise. You got to go. Okay, making some, making all this holographic imagery. Think about it. Think about it. Trying to get your mind ready for that. Somebody blowing a horn. Who in the car out there?
I'm sorry. It's me, Malika. Sorry.
Oh, I'm definitely cutting you off for that. You know you out.
No.
you blowing horns. I'll bring you back later. But seriously, not to be joking, think about this. The man said 3D. I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. What is y'all opinion tonight on these whistleblowers? We know some are factual. But what about these ones that seem a little bit far-fetched? We got any validity in that, Sister Keela? Yo, you finally on the air, Sister Keela.
Yes, I am on the air. Good evening, Dry Bones.
Thanks. I know. We all have difficulties in reaching you today.
I know. I do apologize.
Okay, now, what you think about all that? I know you kind of told me that direction because, you know, we looking at that. We analyzing what people saying. You think there's some validity in all this? What this brother saying here? This gentleman,
yes,
he had the voice. His voice was mute, y'all. He had to do that. If you watch the video, it's called Whistleblower, think of NASA. So just punch it in, it'll pop up. Go ahead, sister. What you going to say?
I think it's actually his whistleblower shut down the government. If they
That's
use the whistleblower, yeah, government shutdown. I think it's, yeah, government shutdown.
Okay. So what do you think?
I think it sounds believable because of the fact that he went out of the way to make himself so anonymous, and he said for 10 years he basically studied different subjects that's trying to find out the material that these subjects are made of out in space, and when he actually saw this this object months and months ago, he could barely see it. And then 3 or 4 months later, it popped up again closer to Mars. And he was able to actually decipher and tell his management that it was, I believe, a metallic material. It wasn't human form. It wasn't natural form. I believe he said it was a form of metallic and something else. But I actually believe that there was something there, you know, and for them to shut the project down and lay off all those people and call it furlough, the propaganda is to make it seem like they don't have any money, which we know that's not true because they have trillions of dollars for NASA is to sit and want the lid and want us to come out and the people that work there to tell everybody that they have this this object up in space that they cannot decipher what it is, why it's there, and what exactly is it doing.
Now let me ask you this now, because you know we were looking at it. Those of you who have not, I wish you will. It's quite interesting. They're showing the most powerful. When on the YouTube, when you watch it, they're showing you where the lens are at on America, the best what you call those things, reservatory that it is, and it is on a high mountain, and it's beautiful, and the telescopes are magnificent. You'd be like, whoa! So I know they can see some things. Now the thing I'm talking about here is, and I try to tell people I want to keep us all. You got to stay open on everything now, you know. He's mentioning that they want to shut the government down and so forth. Now, I'm going to tell you some things that I've heard from Orson Welles. I've heard some things from when they did War of the Worlds. That was a live broadcast to everybody to see what people would believe if a Martian attack. And that was in like the 40s or maybe 30s when radio was the only thing being seen. So just with radio, Orson Welles radio. And then you have such H.G. Wells and all these things that they were back in the older days having us into that realm. Now, I'm not saying it can't be, but it is just something for us to be aware of that it's a fixation of space. What you think? You think maybe that some things could be attributed to be careful with Project Bluebeam being able out there and then you do know this. I ain't got to tell you that NASA really was started by the Nazis. Which is very frightening if you think about it. That the Nazis were brought over from Germany, the best of the best, cream of the crop, placed in the most high agencies. And I want y'all to know that. Remember, Sister Dorothy was out here. Notice major whistleblowers come from the ranks of the military. Have you noticed that, Sister Kilo?
Yes, I have. And I believe that the whistleblowers, they come out, we have to actually applaud them because if they don't come out and leak these stories to us, we wouldn't be here discussing this. And the powers that be, they set it up so when these whistleblowers do come out, they put so much dirt and propaganda to discredit them, to confuse us. But I think we should definitely be open-minded to looking into these stories with some of these whistleblowers, especially from the government.
Yeah, especially because look at Merkel was here with Obama when they was over there, and Obama had no choice but to say, "Oh, I didn't do it with your email address." I mean, remember, Merkel was told by Snowden that they were already on international listening, so they're listening to everything. Supposedly, I don't think we're that important, everybody, but. The people with the moolah, that's why July the 1st, the rich is only for the rich. I don't believe it's going to happen to us yet, but it's for the rich to know that we have now stepped into your arena, meaning that this particular regime that we're under, because it sure ain't democracy, this is Gestapo's techniques, and they're coming in saying we're stopping on everything. And so, basically, if we take a good look at this, it's almost like we're in a Nazi Germany regime. What you think about that?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. A lot of the scientists, they come from over there in Germany, in Europe. They've had a head start. They've been doing this research for many years now. So I believe they whatever they saw with this new whistleblower, I believe it kind of shook them up a little because It was something that they have never seen before, and all these great scientists they have working for them was not able to explain to them what this object was. And then when it got a little closer, I don't know if it got closer to the moon, and it actually wrapped itself around the moon with some type of reflection that they can't even listen to it. They can't decide what it is. And I definitely believe that this, they can't, they don't, their scientists are not able to decipher what this is.
And I think they have a lot to do with it too. Go ahead.
Yeah, because they're definitely very smart, and they're intelligent, and a lot of them are very experienced. Like this gentleman, and this is all they've been doing all of his life, and for them not to be able to see it. And then when it came to the moon, I believe he said there was like it's invisible to the watchers, meaning no country who have a similar NASA were not able to see it,
He said all the one. Now I want y'all to know that this event, the man named Russia, he named a few other things. Now again, I tell everybody,
Russia. Yeah, Russia actually launched a missile up in space and didn't let anyone know that they were actually doing it, and someone caught pieces of it coming down, and there's a lot of smoke, and he was trying to, I guess, tie that end together, but he didn't really finish it. I don't know exactly what he meant, but yeah.
Well,
it did actually happen.
He needed an astronaut from
the Italian astronauts actually saw it.
Yeah, that's what I just said, Italian astronaut. Now I'm gonna start opening the lines up for more people to get in on this conversation. Are these whistleblowers, not the ones you heard earlier, those were the real down home grassroots whistleblowers, Reverend Pinckney and Brother Fauntleroy. We're talking about these more of the, into the covert military, industrial, military complex style that is taking over whole countries, including whole populations, and it's taking over land, water, you name it. They seem to want it all. Is there out there, I'm going to go to this call right here, is there something going on in these whistleblowers telling us? Should we be believing? This is 0639. You on the air.
Greetings, Dry Bones. This is Sister Ngoni.
Greetings.
How are you?
What's up, Sister Ngoni? What's going on, Mama? How are you feeling tonight?
I just sent you two emails because a couple of years ago I saw I heard on Red Ice Radio out of Sweden that there was an FBI agent whistleblower on that program that said that he had been to Mars. And you know, Laura Eisenhower, the great-granddaughter of Dwight D. Eisenhower, was recruited to go to Mars, and she didn't go. And her story's been validated by some information from satellite information. Now, Richard Dolan, I believe, is the name of the guy. It was back in 2011 when he was on Red Ice Radio. And there's a colonies on Mars, and also there's Richard C. Hoagland, who testified in front of the United Nations about the colonies on Mars. So this they have a space program. And the reason they shut down NASA, like you said, they use the excuse about money, but the reason they shut down NASA is because the technology has – this technology under the secret space program, this guy, the FBI agent, he said he got in an elevator, and when he got off the elevator, he was on Mars, just like beam me up, Scotty. That's how advanced they are with the technology now. So that's the reason why they shut down NASA, because that's the old-style shuttle taking, you know, equipment and stuff back and forth out of space. And don't forget about L Cross. Remember L Cross when they bombed the moon?
Yeah.
That was a couple of years back. Don't you remember L Cross?
Yeah. They do the thing. Was Russia involved with that one?
I'm not sure. But Richard C. Hoagland is a credible resource. He has a extensive website called Mars, it's called Mars Mission. And he was the one that whistle on the monuments on Mars. And see,
now
NASA hid. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. NASA hid it. Keep going. I'm just going to back up when you finish. Go ahead.
NASA tried to conceal that, but Richard Hoagland was the one, and he testified in front of the United Nations. Now, the other thing I want to say real quick is this thing about, well, maybe you don't want me to go there because it would be off topic.
Well, you know, you're a whistleblower, so go ahead. Go ahead, whistleblower. Tell it.
It was about what Reverend Pickney and Ray Fauntleroy. Ray, how you doing out there? And everybody, greetings. I just want to say briefly that remember when they had the World Trade Organization down in Rio? That's been 20 years ago, and there was big riots down there. Well, in that treaty, they made provisions for the movement, in other words, relocation of people off certain land, just like you were talking about the how they were going to set it up in regions. They're calling this the Gilded Age, and I looked it up, and what it means is it's a term the elite used to represent going back to feudalism where they have control of the land, and we're basically going to be squatters if we survive. If that's their intention. Now I think we...
Right. Now, I want y'all to realize I read it too. Because being that I have talked to this sister on numerous occasions and argued with this sister on, and see, we come out battling, we real thinkers, and it's correct. They have intent. That's why I mentioned them taking people off the land in Agenda 21, and which she well knows about, and many of you do. We going to realize this is some hardcore stuff, everybody. They have planned on just like saying, if you don't go along with it, we're going to come along like they did in Avatar and have drones and heavy machinery, and they got laws that say they got this eminent domain because we have been sleeping, and she's actually correct. I think the natural life of wildlife got a lot to do with that. Don't they? They're going to use it, make it as preserves. I was reading not too long ago. They're going to – go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's called the World Wildlife Fund, and Prince Bernard started
that.
And where the drawings of the whole North American continent, they intend for that to go back to grassland, and they have colored areas where they allow small reservations of so-called Indians. And guess what, Dry Bones? This is the second one that I know of. Remember I told you about these Indians, so-called Indians, that said Eric Holder sent them a letter and told them to stay out of the courts and that they would be able to have their own laws now? Well, there's another nation called the Squamish Nation up in Canada that have now, they got their orders from the World Court, and they are now issuing their own currency and having their own law. So there's you know, see, they're getting them ready to be the ones that are going to be allowed to have the small activity on the North American continent. Now, where they plan on putting the rest of us, well, I guess that's what they got the 800 FEMA camps for.
Yeah, see,
I want to say one more quick thing that's real important, and then I'm done. I heard somebody say they don't care about the bankruptcy of 1933, and I want to say this. It is so important for people to understand history because Reverend Pinckney said this is the first time this ever happened to us. No, it is not. This is exactly the same thing happened after Reconstruction. There was a lot of black people that were seated in positions of authority in the government, and they just came in and unseated them. This is not the first time this has happened. That's the reason why they get away with it, because we don't know history, so when it repeats itself, we don't see the patterns and we don't understand what's going on. We think it's new. It's not. I'm done, Dry Bones. Thank you.
And I'm going to back up on that because it's so too. I sent that out today. I think the Castle Doctrine is also part of it. Let me make sure I got that, because that's part of this whistleblowing. So y'all, we do have to look at it. It's called the Clearfield Doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all need to look this up. The Clearfield Doctrine, that's the Supreme Court annotated statute, Clearfield Trust Company versus the United States, 318 U.S. 363-371, 1942. Now, that's why I like to give facts. That's case law, right? I just gave. That's case law. That's why I say this is hardcore stuff right here. So until we figure out how to beat that, we still going to be chasing our tail, because that's heavy duty. That's what the big boys are trying to fight now. Hey, did you hear your friend Rudy, who you know, she was with the brother with us on Brother Sharif. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another case too that's very important. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said, you remember Rudy, used to be with our class. She was on the other day. Yeah.
I heard her. I was on your show, man.
Okay.
There's another case law, Erie Railroad Company versus Tompkins. The case you just cited, the Clearfield Doctrine and Erie Railroad Company versus Tompkins, is what actually flipped the law upside down, and the reason why we now have to prove our innocence instead of being innocent until the state proves you guilty. These are two cases that really flipped everything upside down.
Yeah, I be knowing, Stephanie. I just be holding in because I want everybody to get their point in, but we're going to have to go out with heavy machinery, I'll see soon, because this thing is getting too scary for everybody to be playing games with this thing now. Let me also ask out there. Let me open up another line, because stay on there and don't leave, because we're going to keep everybody on there. 8848. Oh, okay. I'm going to let you back in. Now, cut the sound. You loud. Cut that sound. Cut the sound.
You're something else. I'm so sorry about the horn. It's just, but at any rate, it the way that NASA, I mean, I've noticed that they have this obsession, if I can say that word, towards Mars. There is something, of course, because I'm ignorant, I don't know, but there has to be something there with, you know, in Mars. And then also, you know, they talk about if you're a millionaire, you're going to be able to go to Mars. You know, remember that they had that. So,
that's good too.
I'm sorry?
No, that's a good analogy. I'm glad you brought that up. Turn your thing down. Turn it down a little bit because it's back up. Turn yourself down a little bit because I can hear it backing up. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The Mars,
okay.
Yeah, the Mars analogy is very good, everybody, because remember, we had the show on the blood moon. The reason why the moon was blood was because the reflection was coming off of Mars. And many of y'all do not take symbolism very seriously, obviously. Mars is the god of war. Okay? Whatever that means to those of us who go further, you'll understand that. You know, this is what these symbols, and there's four of them. There's four of these blood moons to come. We got three to go. And I'm not a prophetic character of Bible, but Bible, reason why I could take the validity of y'all who understand that the King James New Version Masonic Bible is talking about astrology. That's what he's talking about. The war in the heavens, and when you got war in the heavens, it was cast already by the war god Mars. That's why if you don't love astrology, you won't see that. You won't see that. That's coming from Mars. Mars is reflecting off the female principle because the female is at war with Earth. We're neglecting her. Because we're neglecting her. The woman is humanity. So the god of Mars reflecting off the moon is coming down on earth. So shall be it above, so shall be underneath. Any more? Let me get some more calls in. Thank you, sister. Try to keep the sound down. I'll bring you back, but I keep hearing so much sound with you. Sister Ngoni, there's a lot of you on the call, but those must be want to listen. If you want to get on this call, you better hit the number one so we can have a good time. But I got all I need to have. So, Sister Ngoni, let me ask you, because, you know, you in all levels. We heard all these immigrants coming over now, and they're leaving their kids at the border, and I just recently read there's three military installations full of kids. What's your view on that? Hello?
You mean the immigrants?
Yes, the immigrants.
Some people say the reason they're doing that is because they need you know, they need head count. You know, a lot of us are waking up and we're not cooperating. We're not going with the program. So these people will be beholding. See, this falls under the North American Union and that treaty that George Bush signed with the president of Mexico and the president of Canada. You see? And so it's just like what's going on in Europe under the EU. Remember, the populations in Europe no longer have their sovereign nation status, and so they are able to freely move between what used to be sovereign nations for work. And the same thing in China. Remember, after 2007, 2008, when the stock market crashed, I remember reading there was, I forget how many million of immigrant workers in China that was laid off. And that's another thing I think about every time I hear people saying, and I know we got to do something on the local level to put a little pressure on the corporations. And when people say, don't spend your money here, don't spend your money there, but we don't think about the consequences because, first of all, we don't have any money. We don't have any money. We have a debt and credit system. And secondly, when you do that, all you're doing is causing your cousin or your uncle to get laid off. That might put some pressure on them for a minute, but that's not going to make them stop doing what they're doing. This is such a big plan.
Okay,
this
on.
Has
good,
been
good
planned
question.
For decades.
I like that now. Wait a minute. See, that's why we got to think about what we just said and use some thinking about, because old strategies must be infused with new strategies in order to succeed. Now, you're right. It will inflict a lot of damage on people that we know who work in, you know, Joe Roscoe's Shell or what's his name. And so they'll get laid off, that's for sure. So now we are crippling them by adding more people to the unemployment roll. So we might have to take that one and make a little edge. That's what these think tanks got to start doing. That's being created. Believe me, it's being created. You just don't know about it, but they're being created. And the thing is, that has to be looked at. We have a strategy of boycotting, maybe has to be totally curtailed as well, because we have to consume, we have to go through this matrix, and we can't just say, you know, let's stop certain things and do, because most of us don't realize we might hurt ourselves because all of them are connected now through these corporational webs. They just got subsidiaries. All they do now is basically say, okay, my name has changed, I'm such and such and so. And so we don't really know, because it's going to take researchers to go deep to find the connection. I just seen and going to remind me of the brother, what's Mark Passio? Mark Passio was just in Australia, and I hope he'll be on tomorrow. I'm going to put him on the site. I'm trying to love to get him. Believe me, we're going to get somebody. He said he went to Australia. Gary, are you familiar with this video?
No, I haven't seen the one in Australia.
Yeah, well, he had did the thing with the birth certificate. He made his birth certificate, and he put the bond in so he can have, and he went before the courts in Australia, and they threw him out. But here's what he did, and I got it on Facebook. Those of you who have seen it, I'll make sure it'll be on tomorrow. What he did was he exposed everybody, and it was unbelievable. He showed that all of the tolls were being connected to certain families and certain folk, which was in the political game. And that's where this so-called, maybe we need to reiterate that, recall everybody and start studying that more thoroughly to see how you get rid of no good people. So that's another thing. But it has to be a new transfusion of old and new, because we cannot keep doing the same type of thing, because the 60s do not work now in 2000. Yeah, they do not work no
Boston
more.
Dry bones.
No.
Another thing Reverend Pinckney said was he was going to file a complaint. You see, they don't have to honor complaints. What he needs to do is file a claim, and he needs to have an administrative law judge. He needs to get that judge's bond revoked. And see, when you file a counterclaim, they can't go the case until they answer the counterclaim, and those attorneys are not going to file no counterclaim unless he tells them to do it. He has to tell his lawyers what to do, because they are not allowed to have facts or law in the courtroom. And if he's got bar attorneys, forget it.
I hope y'all listening, because I know this is a show where facts matters. So if y'all can dispute that, come with it, because see, we got to have facts today. Got to have facts there. And that should help somebody.
The reason why they... The reason why they can't have facts and law in the courtroom is because of the 11th Amendment. The judicial system was stripped of their ability to have law in the courtroom because of the loss of sovereignty because of the bankruptcy of 1933. They lost their sovereignty. That's why we don't have our own currency.
Okay, now you said
that. And remember that the 11th Amendment, the 11th Amendment, and when a nation is in sovereign default, that's the reason why the borders have been open for two decades, because there is no nation. There's no sovereignty here. And as far as Mr. Reverend Pinckney, I have the greatest respect for him, but when he said that black people own that land up there, oh, no, we don't. Nobody in America owns any land because there's no allodial title in America because of the bankruptcy of 1933. The
now,
state
let me
controls property.
All right, let me get these calls. Now the call's coming in. You don't fire them up, sister. I told you, that female power. 777, let me hear you. 777, let me hear you.
Hey, what's happening, Brother Dry Bones?
All right, bro.
I really don't have a comment much tonight, man. I was pretty much, I'm just listening, so you pretty much take me off the air. Maybe I'll have a question later on, but I really appreciate the information. It's not an area of expertise on my part, so I'm just basically sucking in all the knowledge and see where it can be applied for future reference. Sovereignty issue, I only have a quick comment. The sovereignty issue, I think, we definitely got to have some type of cookie-cutter format where we can narrow this thing down to a point where it's really down to the A, Bs, and Cs, so that we can really get more people on board with it. And that's pretty much all I have to say. But I really appreciate the work that your guests are putting in, and the knowledge is appreciated. And that's it. That's pretty much all I had to say. I'm pretty much a student tonight, man. I'm just listening.
All right, man. Well, let's keep on listening, all please. Right. Go ahead, Sister Joy. Now, you were saying some stuff about the amendment. Now, I read this also, and I said that a couple of weeks ago that the amendment was changed where it should be no lawyers or banisters even in office.
No, the attorneys fall under the attorney general. Congress wrote that for the attorney. We don't have lawyers. We have attorneys, okay? And there was an act of Congress that they operate under a special language. That's the reason why you can't use their their codes and all that stuff. You can't put that in your paperwork because they can sue you for intellectual property rights because it's a special legalese, a special language. And so, you talked about, I know your question mark about what good it does to spend a whole lot of time learning about these laws and things like that, and we haven't seen a whole lot of victories, but then a lot of times there's victories and they'll seal the case because they don't want us to know that, you know, they're being beat. But now I do want to say this real quick. You talked about pragmatism, and I know we have to attack this from all angles, and we do need to know how to do things on the ground that can help us, and I heard the brother talking about the Fair Debt Collection Practice Act was written by Congress for us. Well, let me tell you another law that was written by Congress for us, Private Attorney General. All of us have the right to be private attorney generals if we know what we're doing, okay? Because these attorneys, you know, these bar attorneys, British accredited registry, have taken an oath to the Queen, and they can't represent us. You're being represented. That's the reason why you can't say anything when you're in the courtroom. And that's the reason why the judge threatens to have these people talking about their sovereign citizens in their courtroom arrested, because of the 11th Amendment, the judge can be hung if he brings law into the courtroom. He can be hung.
Okay, let me ask you. Hold on. Let me get to this, because I know that was what it should be done. And I agree with it. It should be done. But the enterprise that we got now, and you know how I am about this, these people also have taken oaths, and we don't talk about it. I tell everybody, and this seems to be lackluster, and I think it should be really restudied by everybody. You're in the first Masonic Republic in the Western Hemisphere. The rules ain't even really the same that we think they are the same.
No, I understand, you know, Bones. I understand the point you're trying to make. But like I said,
yeah,
we have to attack this from a lot of different angles. We can't win just by studying the law. And there's, and I know we're dealing with extreme corruption, and they have guns. But there are many people that win their cases. I've read case law. I'm not no expert on any of this, but I have read some case law where people have done things that you would think they would never get away with, but they win their case based on the law. So
they
all
do.
I'm saying is I wanted to make the point that, yes, the Fair Debt Collection Practice Act was written for us by Congress, but there's also the Private Attorney General Act was written for us by Congress. In other words, it gives us the authority to challenge the corruption that's going on if we know how to do it. That's all I was trying to say. I'm not saying that's the be-all and do-all, that the law is going to save us. Oh, no, I know better than that. But you can take some corrupt judges off the bench, which is the bank, because that's what they're doing, administering the bankruptcy. That's what they're doing in courts. They're not really courts, they're banks.
I think that's true because, I mean, let me put it in perspective, y'all. Y'all remember the Batman movie? The last Batman movie, they started going after the judges and the lawyers. And it was very interesting because they were hanging them in the Batman movie, The Dark Knight. Now, that's why I say it's such a strange life more than fiction, because it seems like, you know, they're telling us that these is actual realities, but, you know, like you said before, we need to learn. And it is a process, man, when you deal with the people and going, as you well know, because you lived on the continent, you know how deep it can be. Now, let me ask you, being that you've been on both sides of the ocean, and I appreciate you coming on, because I don't have three good, what I consider, brothers, sisters, that's in whistleblowing in their own ways, but they're doing it in the spirit. What you think that Africa, being that AFRICOM is over there, what you see for that? Because, you know, you were right there in Ghana. You've seen a lot. What you think there? Because that's just a small token of what we're going through. What do you think they got planned for them?
I think they're reenacting the Berlin and Brussels conference of 1884 and 85, and this time they mean to take it all, and they're going to depopulate. They're in the process of depopulating. They're killing people with drones over there in Africa, and Somalia is a complete failed state, and they're using those young men over there. They have a military, a training them, and you know exactly what they're going to do. They train. They say they're going over there sending advisors to train them in military maneuvers and stuff like that, but then what they do is pit one group against the other, so they'll end up killing themselves. That's what they always do, turn one group against the other, because they still got tribalism and ritual sacrifices and all that stuff still going on in Africa. But you talked about the movie The Dark Knight. Let me tell you, in real life, Thomas Sheridan just said on the clip that I played on my show tonight that in Ireland, they didn't get free till they started doing what they did in The Dark Knight for real, in real life, to the high officials.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
I told you.
For life.
That's why I mentioned it, because I'm well aware that this is, you know, this is something that because we don't know history, and being that a few of us do, and we don't really get hardcore with it, we try to make it seem like, you know, but it's deeper than this. It goes much more deeper than you. They got books that they've been telling us that this is going to come to that, because they are creating feudalism back on the whole earth this time. And unfortunately, they got another dimension, because they're in the third dimension. They're in the heavens. They shooting down all this 3D imagery, which I'm afraid of, because I believe that one of the best whistleblowers that we had heard was Behold the Pale Horse, and William Cooper was a hell of a whistleblower. And he definitely deserved mad props. Steve Coakley. Before we get off, I'm going to start naming the whistleblowers. Steve Coakley, the Boule. We wouldn't even knew about the Boule the way we know now. Well, for Steve Coakley, who passed, very mysterious, very mysterious. What's your view on these new whistleblowers and going on? I know you know Karen Hulos is out there talking about we got to get the gold. Some of her stuff is accurate, but I don't know. What would they do if the gold is given, and how are we going to get it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of different whistleblowers, and I think it's wise to keep one eye open and not just swallow down everything that's, you know, comes out of somebody's mouth that's putting themselves out there to be a whistleblower. And I think the only way you can determine is by, you know, their actions and what happens. I mean, you can't really know. I know they have controlled opposition out here, you know, but I don't really have an answer for you, Dry Bones. I don't know how to determine whether Karen Hootis is for real or not for real or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
But you know that there's covert activities out there, and I don't know. I'm just going to bring up what I heard and know to be. William Cooper wasn't very fond of Alex Jones in the early days of his getting down.
Yeah.
And so I'm putting that all out there so people know that it is opposition, even in that particular genre, that is some not get along. Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I think? I think some of that is put out there to cause infighting and to keep us distracted and confused about who to trust. I think we have to go by actions, what's done, because we can spend a lot of time trying to figure out. You know what I think about? A lot of people hate Alex Jones, and I don't know whether he is for real or not, but I know one thing. The information he puts out, he documents. So his political affiliation or whatever, I could care less. I'm interested in his intel.
You know, That's the way I look at it, but you know, everybody know I was with Alex Jones right after. I'm probably one of the few black people with 9/11 is an inside job, and all y'all know who know me know it's been on my car for a long time, because I just thought that it was strange. Now, if y'all want to go and see the actual ritual of 9/11, go to drybonesconnection.com. It was a ritual, y'all. They're going to show you that the buildings that they hit was making energy for what they were going to create in this day and time now. And thanks for the whistleblowers who were telling us that these things were going on. Many of you still believe that those buildings went down with a hit of an airplane, when there's pure documentation of facts showing that that did not take plan what you seen that night. So these are things that if you don't start looking up, the internet is here now. It's here now. I can't tell you if he's going to be here by the time he finished being president. And if Hillary get in, you know, what you going to do, everybody? You know, this is a woman who has evaded the law quite some time. Matter of fact, I want y'all to go on drybonesconnection.com and look at the Clinton family history. If you don't know about her and Bill, you best to learn. That's why it got golden on them. So, you know,
Bill is a Rockefeller. Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller. He's a bastard son of a Rockefeller.
Yeah, well, Cecil Rhodes, he gets a Cecil Rhodes. He went on a scholarship. Cecil Rhodes means you already in. You in the loop with the Cecil
Rhodes. Yeah, but he's
Rhodes
in the bloodline is what I'm trying to say. He's a Rockefeller.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But anyway, you know, Dr. Judy Wood was a whistleblower about 911. They killed her.
Yeah.
It's a long list of links.
Hold on. Let's get there. I'm glad you took it there. See, this is what Reverend Pinckney said earlier, though, in which a lot of people – and Ray and something going. It's going to take some of y'all. Now, we are getting to be in an age where the younger generation, everybody, is practically. And if y'all want to get on this, I'm going to bring some of y'all in. I see another call. I'm going to bring this one here, too. Let me ask you a question while you move before here. Come on in. 3092. You on the air.
Oh, hey. Yeah, this is Buzzy Kimba. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you, bro. Go ahead. Good to hear you. How you doing, man?
All right. Okay, just chiming in. I think I came in towards the end, but I think the topic of the show was how significant are the whistleblowers. Is that correct?
No, it's called the attack of the whistleblowers. And so many people out here, we were giving homage to people who told on things that were maybe not really believed, but it was actually the truth.
Okay. Yeah, now I just want to chime in by saying that I do believe that a lot of those whistleblowers are significant. I don't have a lot of faith in Karen Hoods, but nevertheless, I wouldn't tell people not to listen to her, because I think there's some valuable information, but not enough to really, that we could utilize. And I say that because most of the significant whistleblowers are being attacked. Snowden, Assange, Private Manning, and there are others that I've read about. The names I can't recall right offhand. But the ones like Karen Hoods, I mean, she's not even being attacked. That should raise some suspicion. I'm pretty sure you may have already talked about it earlier in the show. But she hasn't really been attacked by anybody.
Yes,
anybody
she was.
Significant.
Yes, she was. Eric Holder. Yes, she was.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not
they
talking
like
about
okay,
Eric,
well,
Holder. Eric Holder. Eric Holder's not significant to me. I'm talking about, like, with Snowden can't come back in the country. Assange and exile, both of them. Private Manning's in jail. I mean, Karen Hoods, if he came down on her, I think it's more of a, what you want to call it, window dressing, because if he can come down on her, why don't he just put her in prison?
Well, that could
well, you know,
be, but you just make the statement that she was not attacked, and she was attacked. That's all I was saying.
I don't consider Eric Holder being no attack person. I mean, if for him to do something,
you know,
I mean, that could be window dressing. To me, I ain't seen nothing significant
you know
in the attack.
I agree
I
with you. I'm just saying you said she wasn't attacked, and
no.
She was attacked. That's all.
Well,
but, you know,
I thought he was trying to say. Yeah, but he's saying something.
You're right. It could
I'm
just be for show.
Yeah, it could
be
for show, and
symbolic.
That's what I want to make clear. That's right.
Yeah,
let's make that clear, everybody.
Let's
make that clear. Now, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. I think it's symbolic. I think it's, and I'm going to leave everybody alone. I think it's symbolic. I believe that a lot
yeah.
of these people that are talking are all in cahoots together to make things sound good. And in reality, there's something else going on because, you know, to me, you know, if you can kill people, you mentioned earlier, let's get to that point because we're going to leave. I don't want to leave on that. Many people have been killed, y'all. I don't want to tell y'all no foolishness that, you know, hey, this is a serious game here. This is reality. So it is a line where you have to cross over to see if you for
right.
real when it comes to helping people for real because these people will kill. Now, because the reason why our people don't do nothing, we've been programmed to think we can't do nothing. So if that's the hard part, and going to say, well, you know, we can. Yeah, I know we can. The vehicle's there. It's a matter of us taking the key and putting it in the ignition, and that's the hard part for us. We seem like our people don't have the initiative to take that key, and I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of things, but we'll get into another subject on that. But let's just take that, for instance, the killing. We can name a lot of them. Coakley, believe, was killed. I mean, you just named many of them. I mean, Brother, I can see him clear today. Khalid Muhammad.
Snowden.
I mean.
The Private Manning.
No, I said these are people who got killed, like Khalid Muhammad, all them who've been, you know, talk
off
real hard. And what happens is, it is true, people once he die, we stop that movement. We stop it. We got to look at that. We stop the movement. We don't do nothing else. That's a paralyzation of the mind. That's called it's called shock syndrome when you just, now you can't recuperate from that. Now, in the book I had want to get, and I'm going to have that brother on there, it was called Dark Matter. I met him at the Mind, Body, and Soul, and he had some good observation. I would like for him to explain that because it is definitely trauma to all of us, including myself. We traumatized. I am. I don't think anybody on the phone call cannot say we have been traumatized because sometimes you'd be like, why am I even thinking about this stupid shit? But again, tonight we think we did a wonderful job. Y'all can stay online because I don't want to get off on this one. I want to ask you, we had Dorothy on here. And
I want to say something
Dorothy
else to that, too, if I could, Dry Bones.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep it going because you're just getting on. Go ahead. Feel free.
Yeah. I mean, all of this information is valuable if we can learn from it and become proactive and do something. But if we're just going to talk about it as though we're victims and helpless, it's worthless. I mean, really, the thing is that I know some people are starting like some functions that are more active than this call, but even we need to put out on this call, one of the biggest conspiracies is our lackadaisical actions. I mean, what are we doing to conquer this? I think we talk more about what they're doing as opposed to what we need to be doing to prevent
well,
a lot of these measures. We may not prevent everything.
I told Ray, I said, and I tell you again, we ain't going to talk about that on this forum. It's going to have to be, our thing going to have to be like Jekyll Island. It's going to have to be somewhere where people get, you have to realize, and everybody realize, that's another approach, got to be killed. We are not going to able to get people to be you proactive and I'm proactive. You just got to find proactive people. The people are only proactive to Jesus. And once we understand that, you know, they ain't going to be proactive. People tonight listen to us now, if I took this message, what you're saying right now, they say, oh, they crazy. They talking about people in space and this, and you'll be getting out. So that's why I say you're not going to save everybody. So whoever is working, we got to appreciate those. Thing is, we need to appreciate those who are doing so, because that's, we're not going to get everybody. I think that is the most outrageous belief system, that everybody's going to start catching on. That ain't happening.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ikemba.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I agree with what Drybone said, and I often observe that we spend an awful lot of time bemoaning and lamenting what other people aren't doing instead of focusing on those who are willing to do something that they can do. And,
right.
And like Drybone said, everything we're going to do, we certainly can't talk about it on the radio.
You see what I'm saying?
Well,
we can't, but we sit up and talk about everything that they're doing all the time. I mean, that would give people the impression that we're helpless victims. I mean, if that's all that they hear.
Well, I don't know what you mean by all the time, and I don't know what you mean specifically, but I think people have to have information, especially those who are starting to inquire, like, what the hell is going on? They need a source of information to say, whoa, shit, this is what's going on. Check into this. This is for real, and let me do some work, and then let me try to contact some people that are a little further along in understanding just what we're facing. People have to have information. People work all day. Those who don't have to work all day have the ability to provide a service and a source of information for those who's at Walmart all day and got to come home and cook with the kids so they can turn the radio on and listen to something that they may not never hear in their life.
Yes, that's why I'm just being clear on this. Just to talk about, if it's just talk about what they're doing, then okay, that's what I want to be clear about the call. And that's what I'm confirmed about now, that we're just going to talk about what they're doing.
No, this show is about whistleblowers. So basically, what we're doing now is blowing the whistle. Because, again, think about it. If you didn't have all the media that we have to reach people now, you're not going to go door to door like we used to. I can go door to door. You're not going to do that. So that's only, and then you're not, and Brother Pinkney said something cool. A real group who talks now, give me $1,000. I'll make bulletins. I had that shit all over the city. Y'all give me $1,000. I know how to print up enough stuff to have it all over the city. That's called propaganda. We don't know how to do propaganda, first of all. And if I tell y'all, if I don't see this, the problem how it works. If I tell y'all to do propaganda, some of y'all going to say that ain't the way to do it. Propaganda is just leaflets. I've ever given people a piece of papers, come to the temple. I was getting tired. It was coming to the temple. Now, the content in the temple got to show them something. Now, regardless of what we show them, you know, credit repair, some, you know, whatever we do, try to get people to come. I used to have meetings, and people just go to sleep, like somebody on the phone. You know, that's what they do. So, you know, and this is the phone. So, you know, this is what people do. And so, unfortunately, we in a dilemma. Let me find that person who can get them off here. All right. Okay, I'm going to bring those who are not snoring. See, this is black people. So, you know, that's why I've been doing this a long time. I don't even get upset no more because I just try to do what I need to do to help those I can. I'm going to bring everybody back if I can find them. I'm finding out now. But this is what they do.
And it is valuable. I'm just trying to get some clarity on it, because when you talk about the whistleblowers, I do respect all those whistleblowers, but I have a little bit more respect for, like, the Julian Assange or either, you know, Snowden, Private Manning.
We brought Julian Assange in the beginning. I said that these are the people. Without them, we wouldn't know they was wiretapping the way they was doing. We wouldn't know that they was doing some of the things. That's why I say, now I got it was a video we put on earlier, what we played on earlier, was on NASA, because we believe that, you know, their next attempt would be in the air. Now, I know it sounds like, you know, but you know what? This is what they do to wake people up. I tell people all the time, I don't think you take the word whistleblower, it means announcement. You announcing to people different things that we need to do on your own basis. On this platform here, we try to give them a little extra because we know it's masonically induced, it's esoterically induced, credit, like Ngoni say, there is no money, but you tell somebody there's money, you're going to argue with them because they're going to be like, And it is no money. She's absolutely right. Technically and factually, she's right. But factually, nobody likes to hear it. So, you know, that's where we're at. You know, what you think about that, Glenn? Can I say for it, you and Kim was on both different. He's on a different tip with the credit and different things. Credit got to be fixed. Can it be fixed, really? I mean, if I was to go deep, we can really have a hell of a show on credit. That might be scary, too. Go ahead, Glenn.
Like I said earlier, I think we have to approach this from all different angles. We still have to eat. We still have to have a roof over our head. We have to understand, like you said earlier, that things that worked in the 60s aren't necessarily going to stop the problem. It may help in certain areas or to do certain strategies, but it's not going to solve the overall problem that these people have openly stated in their white papers and books like Geoscience, written by John P. Holdren, who is the science czar for the present CEO of U.S. Inc., that they intend to reduce the population of the earth. Now, if you think not shopping at Walmart is going to do anything about that, I'm sorry. It's not going to stop that. That's where I'm coming from.
She's just bringing in general. She's talking in general because it was basically saying that some of the practices from the 60s. Because you know we had some brothers on earth. I don't know when you came into the show, but we had Brother Pinney, Brother Ray, and these brothers come from different perspectives because they've been in the trenches. But we get into 2015 soon, and there's new laws. Like Brother Sharif and them saying, we don't have a team to even look up. If we can get a team of people to actually say, I'm going to look up all the laws that have been changed from 1945 to now, they're the same laws but new names, really.
Well, let me tell you, Dry Bones, and I want to make this clear. That's not to take anything away from anyone that's been an activist that has been from their heart sincere, working tirelessly to try to bring change for the people. It's not to take anything away from them. But the fact remains, you know, things, circumstances change, and we have to change, and we have to be able to find solutions to new problems because we have a new problem. Or at least we're just now becoming aware of it. And maybe it was the same problem, but they were working underground quietly, quietly, slowly, slowly, and we didn't notice.
Hey, but Kimber, now let me ask you, Kimber, how would you go about inducing a change in people? Because, you know, you say you want change, but what you give us your definition of what you implement.
Well, the first thing is I was getting clarity on the call because I was hearing a lot about, you know, what the problems were, but I wasn't hearing any solutions. But then you said you and Ngoni, both I'm assuming, are saying that everybody's not going to join in and do anything anyway, so I don't know if we can even have that discussion.
No, I didn't say that. That's not what we said. So you came in so late.
Give me some clarity then, because if you're talking about a strategy, I thought we weren't talking about strategies.
We were given homage to people like Steve Coakley, who whistleblowed about the Boule, which gave us alertness to that there was a group that was working in our interest. Whistleblowers is a good thing. I don't know your view on it, but whistleblowers is somebody that we need to have, and it got laws against. Now, the solution is, all I'm asking you is, because you say this a lot, tell us if you had the key, what you going to implement. Tell me what you implement.
Well, now let me answer that by saying this. You said earlier that this ain't the call for that. You don't want to advertise it. Are you saying now advertise it?
Now you understand where we're coming from. So when you say stuff like that, it's just passion. Just realize
talking about
where we're going to go with that. That's what I'm saying. You say what you want to do, but see, you're giving off the impression that no one's doing anything because you want to hear it on the radio.
No, actually, I've done a lot. But the point is,
I'm saying
we talking about strategy on this line?
I said we're talking about what's going on this line. Strategies can be made within, you know, different perspectives. You have the opportunity to create a strategy. Just take what you just heard and strategize with that. That's how it works. Everything somebody tells me, I use for a strategy within myself first. And if I can get other people to come in, I'll do that. But as far as a real plan, are you going to do the strategy? Will be, we going to get a team of y'all going to call on phones to find out where the money is. There's different bureaus.
Well,
we don't have people to take different things, and then we tell them to do it. You know, then we're going to have
problems.
Yeah,
well, here's my strategy.
Based on
what I'm doing, let me say what my strategy is, since we talked about it. Because my people know what my strategy is. I've said it a million times on this call, and I will reiterate it again. First of all, I do have a business, and it does help people to address the issues and understand their rights as it pertains to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and Uniform Commercial Code. But then, as me, I don't want to pay any taxes to the system, and I don't pay any taxes to the system. I feel that I don't want to finance the same people that are enslaving me and help them to enslave me. So I think
you
want to talk about one of my strategies, but
okay,
it's not down on this.
Okay, go ahead.
But it was knocked down on this call, so that's why I refuse to discuss it anymore. But now that you're saying it, I'll bring it back out. I ain't worried about it. If you want to talk about strategy, I'm talking about what I'm...
What was knocked down? What was knocked down on what call? Because, I mean, we promote your credit,
because
so what are you talking about? What was knocked?
About the non-payment of taxes to a system that is oppressing us, that we are allowing oppress...
Okay.
Finance.
Now, then again... But that's hard to not do, because if you're gonna tell somebody in the private life in your works, they gotta fix something. There's still a procedure. We don't have a. You might can get away with it, but you see what happens to people if they don't know the procedure,
but,
or not how to pay that.
But you asked me, what am I doing?
No, I'm just saying you're doing credit repair, which is great, but you can't. You ain't
and
got no system
I,
to help people stop that.
And
you
I,
don't have
that
a system to help
people
stop paying tax.
Right, and then but then I've gotten more aggressive with the IRS as well, because you asked me what
no.
am I doing. I'm more than happy to tell you.
Okay,
no,
well,
but
hey, Kimba, you know that's very very important what you're sharing with us, but you know there's a complex situation because if you don't have a residence in your name, you can probably do a lot more than people that are still tied into that system. And you see what I'm saying? So people's circumstances are different. That's not something you can just holler at everybody and say, stop doing. People's circumstances are different.
Exactly.
So people, educating people about
doing.
That. Pardon me?
But no, the question was asked, what am I doing? So that's why I just shared what I'm doing.
I said, what was you implementing?
I'm not posing what you're saying. I'm adding to what you're saying. I'm saying,
okay, yeah,
in my view, for whatever it's worth, you
right,
can say
don't
pay taxes, but everybody's not in the same situation. So, you see, people have to fight their battles. They have to pick their battles. Like some people run around and refuse to get a driver's license. And so they've taken on that fight, and they deal with the police and the sheriff, and they go to jail, and they are standing on their position that they are traveling. They're not driving, and they don't have to have a license, and that's a fact. There's only two...
Yeah.
driver's license, and they're both for commercial vehicles. But that's a battle that some people pick to fight, and they go to jail and do everything they can to push forward on that. So everybody has
right.
to do what they can do where they're at based on their life circumstances.
Now,
and if you
ask,
got a residence in your name and you stop paying taxes, the IRS has guns.
Right. Now, no, I have a house in my name, but let me ask this. What are you all doing? Since we're getting
okay,
on that,
well,
so you want to know what I'm doing, what are you all doing?
What I'm doing on the radio. I can tell you that right now. If you want to talk to me about my number, you have it.
Hold on. I don't even know what's going on. We know you do credit. We have promoted you. Where are you going with this? I'm trying to figure out. No one wanted to know. I said if you had to implement a program. I didn't say you. I said a program that will help people.
Okay, no.
Then you would have to also be able to tell them what procedure that each person will not have to pay taxes. And that would be if a homeowner have a house, then you have to have a procedure for that homeowner not to pay taxes. If somebody got condos and so forth, it's a diversity in telling somebody not to pay taxes. Now, you can do it your way because you have maybe an easier out. That's all we're saying. We didn't say anything about you. I said, how would you do your program? You talking about you. That's not what we're talking
and
about. We know you do credit. We know you do credit.
And I can tell you how I don't pay taxes as well. But like Vingoni said, it's certain strategy. People pick their battles. So I just want to know, okay, that's the battle that I picked. We can all share battles that we picked, and then we can kind of pick and choose. But I think that the strategy of taxes is good for everybody to participate in. I own property, and I still don't. I worked a job, and I still didn't pay.
Okay,
and I think
well, I mean,
funding.
I said that's good. I mean, you mean that, but again, are you suggesting Okay, once we all don't pay taxes, you do. Tell me, when people don't pay taxes, what's the next step?
Well, first of all, let's examine that tax question, because if it's based on voluntary compliance and individual self-assessment, then it should be a simple procedure.
Okay, now let's go.
Well,
no,
when is your class to know how to do this start?
Well, I'm not doing no class. The last time I did a class, the people that were in it got disgruntled because you become a target when it's that. But I would suggest that people go study for themselves. Don't get no person to do classes because they become a target. Just like when I ran my group, I became a target. But if everybody goes out and studies for themselves and understands, everybody on this phone understands that the tax laws are based on voluntary compliance. Everybody.
But how do you know people on this line aren't studying that? And how do you know who's on this line that ain't paying their taxes? You don't know that, Ikemba.
I don't know.
At the same time, listen to me, Gangoni. I'm saying all you have to do is go and read it. It says it's voluntary. That's what I'm
saying.
You
didn't hear what I said. I'm saying you're making assumptions that you shouldn't make. That's what I'm saying. You don't know who on this line is or is not paying their taxes. You have no idea.
I want to say this.
Hold on. Let's get this correct. You got to realize, man, paying taxes is a very serious thing. Now, you had issues with that and some of these issues that come up. The first is, if a multitude of people, and here's the question to everybody listening, when a multitude of people don't pay taxes, and remember this, the next thing happens is blood is going to be in the streets because they're going to be declared as a revolution. So
that's the first thing they're going to be homeless.
If you really know history, like everybody should, and that's why I suggest we know, because we're having all these conversations because we really don't know, we're not in sync in history with each other. That's another thing. There's no way what you consider a government was going to allow a mass of people not to pay taxes because of the fact that they already know that some of us catching up. Now, when we do the math, you can count on getting ready because the revolution will not be televised. That's a fact.
And I think that's what's going to have to happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's what you got to tell people. Don't be prancing around talking about paying. You tell people after you don't pay taxes, guess what happens? That's what the facts is about. That's what this show going to be. When I tell people I pay taxes, and I'm not saying it, but when a person tell you that, he best to tell you what's next.
No, here's what I'm saying. Listen to me carefully, okay? I'm saying this. I'm saying that it's voluntary. Just make that determination. People don't stop paying.
Yeah, we know that.
We know that.
We know IRS 426.
No, hold on. Let me ask you something. I got the petition for Sherry, the one who she worked for the IRS. Alan Russo made a movie, Fascism, Freedom of Fascism. That sister risked her job.
I know Sherry Jackson personally. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So let me explain it. You should know already. I hope you tell the people what I'm about to say is correct. She risked her job.
Which is a good thing.
She's out having fun. And good thing, she ends up going to jail. People were petitioning. She wasn't even getting her medicine. So I don't want to tell nobody when you know, unless you had some lawyer yourself to go get her out, which I didn't see it because she had to get sick. So don't tell people about how rough it is, because I'm going to tell you straight up. Because you and anybody else, until you actually go into that prison house and get ready to tell people I'm not going to pay, then that's really skeptical. You know, it's not really validated to anybody at this moment. But that lady validated herself. She worked there, and she said, I don't have to pay. And the whole bunch of blacks
Sherry was one of my teachers. And Sherry Jackson was one of my teachers, the one that taught me this. And
Sherry Jackson needed surgery for her thyroid and almost died in prison.
I know.
So I don't know what that means.
A revolution ain't easy, I can say that now.
We all know that. And I want to know, what are you going to do in July when this new currency law comes in? How is that going to affect your business?
Let me explain something. My business is going to be fine, okay? Let me tell you that right now, okay? My business has been running for 15 years. Okay, but let me tell you this. All I'm saying is
that
can anybody dispute that it's voluntary? That's what I'm asking.
No, we can't. Anybody who studied like we have been saying that. What do you think, we ain't been saying this? Have you been on Dry Bones Connection? We got this. Ain't going to tell him how long we've been knowing about this, please.
So it is voluntary.
Years.
Right?
Years. We know it's not voluntary, bro. You're not telling. You're talking to the choir now. People got mad at me. I myself don't even do it. But I'm not going to get on a phone call and say that. People who've been talking about voluntary, this has been going on for a long time. We had a certain stage. But the people who you're talking about, she almost died. No help from any of the students, obviously. And then all this other stuff that's going on. You know, we're trying to be real here. We're not going to be telling people to do stuff. We can't even get an organized militia group together to talk about something. We're going to tell them not to pay taxes.
Wait a minute, Dorian, you get me wrong. I ain't telling nobody not to pay. I'm telling you what I'm doing.
Yes, you did. You said they shouldn't pay taxes. That's what you said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, I'm saying that, but at the same time I'm saying, you asked me what am I doing.
No, I said, what would you do? I know y'all ain't gonna stop.
You don't know how many are not paying. See, that's the point right there. You see, this is what's so frustrating, because everybody does what it is they can do to the best of their ability, and then we have to sit and listen to criticism from someone who doesn't even know who is or who isn't doing exactly what you're talking about.
Kangoni. What I'm saying is, if we know that it's voluntary,
I heard what you were saying, Kimba.
We need to start taking that's their biggest benefit is our tax dollars. That's what enables them to do what they do.
See, here you focus, we and our. That is an individual thing that people have to take responsibility for. Wait a minute. Let me finish. An individual thing that people have to know and study and know exactly what they're risking before they take that burden on. And I have taken it on to a certain extent. Not to the extent that you have, because I'm not able to take it all the way where you are, but I have taken steps toward that direction.
Okay, that's
you
good.
Can't
I'm
out
what
there
I'm
and tell people what they should be doing for the revolution. Everybody has to do that based on their knowledge base, based on their ability to deal with the consequences of their actions. Everybody has to take personal responsibility and fight this fight where they are based on what they have and resources and knowledge and understanding to fight it. It has to be fought from all different angles, not just one.
Okay.
And
first of all, the percent of the currency is
70% of our currency is electronic, it's digital. And pretty soon we're not going to have the other 30%.
Hold on, Brother Tony. Hold on. We got Brother Tony. Brother Tony's so hyped up, he had to call me. Brother Tony, get in between all this. Brother Tony, what you got to say, bro?
How you doing, Brother Drawbones, this evening? Brother Will, Sister Angola.
Hey, what's up, Brother Tony? I'm having fun.
Hey, listen, here's the bottom line. I'm kind of going to agree with Will a little bit, because what we need to do is when we talk about what are we going to do, we all talk about what we're going to do, you know what I'm saying, what we need to do. But if we can all agree that, hey, for instance, if the taxes is a fraud, if the IRS is a fraud, then what we need to do is stick together. And see, that's where and that's how we will fail, and that's what the system depends on. The system depends on us individually. So therefore, when every one of us get together collectively and say, well, hey, listen, let's stop paying taxes, then I guarantee you that the IRS will not come after everybody, because we band together and stop paying taxes, just like out there in Nevada. They won't do it, and it'll be quiet. It'll be quiet as kept, and it won't even be televised. But let one person like Sherry Jackson do it, or the black actor, I can't think of his name right now, but let them do it, and Wesley Snipes, they'll attack them individually. But when all of us band together and say, hey, we're not going to pay taxes, get out of here, then that's what will happen, and they will not mess with us, because the government cannot afford to mess with a collective. And that's how you defeat a dragon. You cannot do it individually. When we learn that we cannot do it individually, that's when this whole thing will be.
That's all good. That whole thing built. That's not. Keep
but
your
let me
comments
just
so
keep drop bones.
Go you next.
Brother
drop bones. So we can keep it going. So go ahead, you next.
I would just I thank Brother Tony and Ikemba and everybody for their contribution. But Brother Tony, I don't mean any harm, but evidently you must not be aware of the decades of tax revolts of middle class white folks been doing tax revolts in this country for years. Decades.
Yep.
Okay, but what are you saying? What are you saying, Ngoni, when you say that?
I'm saying that you ain't heard on the news that nobody don't have to pay taxes no more, have you? And they did that in the collective. They marched all the way across this country. They met and went all, they had a nationwide tax revolt. Back in, when was it? When I was in the, see, what year was that? 80, it had to be in 90, early, eight, middle 80s or early 90s. Nationwide.
Yo, Johnny Clinton, please.
I'm sorry?
But it still made an impact. Yeah, if they imprisoned those people or whatever they did, it still made an impact because more people were
aware that. I didn't say
it
wouldn't make an impact. I'm just saying that one thing is not going to stop what's going on. You not paying your taxes is going to not stop them from doing geoengineering and putting fluoride in the water and putting GMO in the food. That's all I'm saying. We have to attack this from a lot of different angles. And just because somebody don't jump on the bandwagon and not paying taxes, that don't mean they're not doing anything. That's all I'm saying.
Tony, calm down. We're not saying everybody has to do it. We're just giving us ideal, a solution.
Hold on. We know about this idea. I want y'all to be honest about this. Let's be honest right now. This idea may be new to some of y'all. I don't know. But it ain't new to myself and her. We know people have done this. We know they can't, and they sometimes get riled up. They get rounded up. It's being done in segmented. What we're saying and what I'm saying is you trying to say let's organize and do it. Yeah, you can go and march around and we might be able to do it, but I'm telling you that we got to prepare the people that marching and not realizing that it's repercussions as far as these people are not the same people that we once run. This is a ruthless corporation. I read the Mayat every open. I read the Mayat. You don't have perfect trust and truth in government today. You don't have any type of reciprocity. Yeah, we can get away with a few things, but we talking about land takeover. Now, if you're going to not do that, it's going to be some repercussions. You just seen they had Bundy. Bundy, they doing the same thing, a standoff. We going to see where it's going to go. Now, I'm not saying what you're saying should not be looked at, but I'm saying it ain't only the only solution. It's one of the solutions, but it ain't the only solution because, like I say, it's too many variables that we can tell people to do everything. Now, go ahead. Let me bring some more people in because y'all round it up. Let me get if she still ain't. Akilah, you out there?
Yes. I want to ask Argoni what she was referring to in July about the new currency. Law
yes, ma'am.
Are you referring to H.R. 2847?
Oh, I'm sorry. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't mean to cut you. You were given the name of the bill.
I think it's what, H.R. 2847? Is that what you're referring to?
That's what I saw, yes. I don't know all the details and how it's going to affect us, but I know it's supposed to come July 1st.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that's propaganda. I looked into that very clearly. All it is a foreign exchange currency
mm-hmm.
that don't affect us at all. And everyone's out there spreading that rumor because it's all over the internet that our dollar is going to crash. And that's not
I didn't say the dollar was going to crash, but they said it's going to create. See, there's a lot of stuff buried in the Dodd-Frank bill. That you know that it, like for instance, the banks now here in this country are now considering negative interest rates and charging us fees for your deposits going into the bank. So that you're talking about
basically what it is.
I'm not challenging you on that. I'm not challenging you on that.
I just wanted to reinstate it earlier because a couple people have came on the show and mention that as well. And basically, it's a foreign exchange. Back in 2010, Obama signed it as a part of an addendum to the Hire Act. And it is just basically saying that beginning in July, anybody that have and it doesn't affect us have money in an overseas bank. Now they're requiring these banks that don't have anything to do with the United States to provide them with information, basic information on a 1099, but it goes further. It actually wants to know their account numbers, and basically they're trying to tax these United States who's putting money into these foreign bank accounts. And I don't know how it's spread so far as far as to say that it has something to do with the dollar crash.
Let me just
it has
go
absolutely nothing to do with it at all.
Because me and you talked about that earlier. I just wanted to
make that to be known.
Hold on, Akilah. Me and you talked about that earlier. And, I was telling Ray, I said, it's not going to be what we feared. But here's the key to that. It's going to affect people who are doing offshore accounts, whatever they're able to do, are going to be monitored. And, again, that's another creation of taxing these smugglers of money going into these overseas accounts. They are no longer going to be able to hide and launder that money. So this is an assault on even the rich soon. Because maybe, it ain't got nothing to do with us because we ain't got no overseas accounts. So, of course, it ain't got nothing to do with us. But those who've got those type of things are going to start retaliating as well because they're going to say, wait a minute. Y'all going beyond your bounds now. Y'all are on us. So this is being staged by a hell of a coup. That's why I say, it's good to, talk about it. But I think y'all better start giving credit to those who know what's going on and trying to encourage because I'm going to be honest with you. The amount of power that's coming out here, if you can muster it, everybody that's on this radio or even listening from download, believe me, we'll all be further ahead if we were really, really in our right state of mind. If we really were all in our right state of mind, we'd be much further ahead. Yeah, we always say, but there are people who are actually doing things, and you wouldn't even know about this summer if we didn't take the time to do the research. You know what I mean? People who don't have a clue that this is going on. There's more people who don't know than do know.
Let me chime in, Dry Bones, on that now. When Ikoni was raising that, Akilah said that she may be off on that, but I still believe like Ngoni does. I believe this dollar is going to crash eventually, though, too. And I think that we need to take necessary precautions because we don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but I really believe all paper currencies in past history have crashed, and I believe that this one is on its way as well. And we need to do something to prepare. If we're not going to stop paying taxes, that's just one solution. I agree, but I would like to hear some other strategies from other people on this call as to what they would be doing if we don't accept the thing.
Can I say something?
Hold on. Because he's talking about strategy. I've been saying this and doing it, but I can't tell if it would do. Silver is the black man's gold. You got paper money, and you sitting here, they tell you that silver and gold and other platinums is worth money. People don't want to listen to that. I can tell you about it because I know about it, but we've been telling anybody who's been in my circle down here know what I'm talking about. And some of them do it. So if you're sitting around and we told you to go invest in silver and gold and you're looking like, well, that's your fault you didn't do what you're supposed to do because that's what you're supposed to be doing if you want to have something of value because no matter where you take that, it's value. Real money is silver and gold, period. Period. Now,
I can agree with
that.
I mean,
But I just gave you some juice. So if you've not done that yet, you better go get. If you got $6,000 in the bank and you let it sit there, it's on you because you just got one.
I agree.
That money's worthless. That's a strategy. Go get everybody to invest in a club. If you don't have enough people, get your house members, try to convince them, give you $1,000, and get some silver, because that's the black man's gold, period. If you know, and read up on silver, because I'm not making this up. They tell you that silver is about to be the new, it may go up to $200, $300, but look what it's at. It's at 20 and 25. Gold's going to go up to $5,000.
If I could weigh in on that real quick, Dry Bones, that's one of the strategies. And that's a pretty good strategy because I myself looked into that. And quite simply, what you can do is just go to the bank. You know, you can just hit up any bank. It doesn't have to be your particular bank. You just go to any bank and ask for 1963, pre-1963
dimes.
Silver dollars. Those silver dollars have the most silver content in them.
Yeah, but you just heard Ngoni. Most of the banks don't have that money in there. Banks don't have that much money, man. Everything's digital. Banks do not have that much money.
I've gone to the bank.
They give you dimes, and you got dimes, silver dimes and stuff, but I'm just saying, that's an easy way out. But if y'all really want to do it, really, that's just buy the bars, y'all. Just go get some damn bars. It's $27 an ounce. So if you want to use dimes that you got the thing, look up the time, look up the date. Those are the ones with main is mainly dimes, and if you get a silver dollar, he's correct, absolutely correct. But just go get the silver, man. I'm just and start a club. That's a strategy. Now, this has been told by Dr. Claude Anderson. This has been told by, I mean, I can name countless of people who smarter than me have been telling y'all this. So, you got to look at it. I'm just saying, let's look at us now. We always talk about what we can do, and smarter people than me, I have told us this for about 20 to 25 years. And we have yet to have people say, in fact, the person, you got any silver? I ain't got no damn silver. See, this is what I'm talking about. So let's not jump on people who now are trying to tell us about this shit because, you know, in a little while, it won't be none of us if we keep this game going because ain't that many people telling the truth on these damn things. So
well,
I have a question. Go ahead. Whoever wants to be next, y'all don't crush each other because we want to make a clear show.
I just have a question. I just have a question, and I hope this doesn't come off the wrong way. And Sister Akilah, thank you very much for that information.
You're welcome.
Dr. Claude Anderson, he's a wonderful man, and he's been warning us for a long time about our circumstances. But him and a group of people have created an organization called Us Lifting Us. But what I don't understand is why did they form it as a LLC instead of a trust or a foundation? You see what I'm saying?
Knowledge will hinder us.
A think tank got to ask those questions. A think tank must ask those questions. That's a good question. See, that's why I'm scared. We should be thinking of everybody who's doing something because. I mean, we got to be skeptical. That's what Think Tank's about, looking at that and trying to move forward. And it's not done overnight, everybody. That's another thing we got to get up. Things don't happen overnight. It's called five-year progression.
But let's talk about
that. They have a good PowerPoint presentation online for anybody that wants to look into it. It's supposed to be a cooperative, and it's supposed to be international, you know. But
wow.
It's like a mall-type thing. You know, and I'm like, consumerism, we're all now, man. We need to produce something.
Yeah,
okay, what
I
about you,
Kim? Ngoni, let me ask you.
Go ahead, Kim.
Ngoni, I agree that I think it should be in a trust as well. Why don't we ask them that question? I mean, I'm sure it's open, you know, they wouldn't take it up, be offensive about it. They may be open to answering that. Maybe they have a certain strategy of doing it that way. I don't agree with the LLC either.
Well, the member that consulted me about my opinion about it asked me to look it over. I did, and that's the question I brought up, among other things, to him, and he's taking that back to them.
Okay, so it has been asked. Okay. Well, let us know what the response is, then, if you could.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know Brother
West? Sure.
Brother West has been on the show
Brother
before. West. Remember Brother West?
Yeah.
On your
show? Yeah, Brother West.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I,
he's
I,
the
I,
one
I,
that
asked.
And
I
looked it over.
Name,
I'm sorry.
Hold on, y'all going over each other. First of all, let me hopefully y'all get started. Kimber, you be next. And Ngoni does have a show, y'all. I mean, it's very good. I've been on there. I've listened to it not too long ago. And she says she gets the best out there, and she puts it out there. It's not, say the name again for me, honey. Nostis. No, say it for me.
Ngoni.
Oh, you want to know the name of my show? It's Gnosis, Gnosis Cardia, Kardia show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Dry Bones.
Yes. Uh-huh. Very good.
But
go ahead,
tell you now, Okay, the information that I put out there is not for the faint of heart, because I explore topics and information that a lot of people are very uncomfortable to deal with, because, you know, a lot of times people, you know, not to say anything against anybody, but it's more for somebody who already knows that something's very wrong, and I'm looking for some place to find out what the heck is going on so I can go further and check it out myself. That's the kind of information that I
Right.
I agree with that.
I push the tax thing as well. I know people don't agree with me on it, but I'm still going to put, you know, I push the tax thing just like you do what you do there, and I encourage you to continue to do that. Because people need to be brought up.
I don't disagree with you, Ikemba. I think that's a wonderful strategy.
I'm not saying that you do.
So do
I. Pushing it. Keep pushing it. That's what I say.
Well, I don't think nobody really disagrees with what you're saying, because it is voluntary. The only thing we're saying is once you get to that stress hole and it comes to a point that whatever we're under. Now, if we were under a righteous government, I mean, this would be wonderful. But these cats here seem to be in a new mode where they're not even respecting no type of law.
They're swatting people with student loans.
Is going to be the next bubble, everybody. The trillion-dollar bubble is coming, and it's going to be student loans. That means you went to college, and it's going to be in trouble. And I hate to say that because I'm close to people in this. We got to talk about that. These are the unhidden hands that we just don't talk about. And then when they hit you over the head, boom. Yeah, that's going to create a revolution. Believe me. I'm going to tell you what's going to create
a revolution. Camps in the FEMA camps. That's going to create camps, because they're putting people in jail for not paying their debts.
Now, I'm going to say this too, because that's true. I mentioned that to our brother Sharifa talking about that, you know, but because they have not seen the full validity of it yet, maybe that's because they ain't going to care about what you're doing. But this is my thing is here. You know, I'm not saying the time, but I don't know. I don't tell you nobody the projections. I'll just give you what I see as the trends through history and through the trends of what we're seeing now. And these laws that they have put in from the back their door that we just came to just forget about, these laws supersede all sovereignty. I mean, that's where we're at now. They got people, you heard what the man say, it supersedes sovereignty. It's like we are now a dictatorship. And because you can't believe that, that's why we're having these arguments about the little slightest thing. Taxes is part of any rebellion, because taxation without representation is what this whole thing started with. And
exactly.
That's why I tell y'all don't want to hear the Patriots? I listen to the Patriots, believe me, because they're using cold language. And because y'all don't want to look into the Masonic stuff, because, you know, y'all think that don't have nothing to do with what y'all doing, you're sadly mistaken. Your whole life is based in Masonry. You don't even know it. And so they are using words like, this is our country. Let's take our country back. We must go back to the founding fathers. And you just sit back hearing it, ain't paying no attention to it, because you think, hey, it's part of history. It sure is. But it's part of a history that you ain't been taught. So, yeah, we ain't really arguing. We debating tonight and pretty much getting some strategies that we need to get. But we got to bring in the hard stuff, because the next thing, if we do go into this next phase, white people, and I taught this by somebody telling me, I never heard that rebellion, the Beacon Rebellion. I swear, I've been gave that. No one touches that subject. I know. I can give it to anybody. More, you name it. Anybody. Hebrew. How was it that we was able to do that and destroy the tobacco company, and then they came right back in and was able to keep the tobacco company good, because they came with a new strategy. They said, man, they're making us lose money. We got a new strategy. See, we can do a thing, but are we prepared to fortify what we just did against their new assault? See, that's the
whole
thing.
Well, if you don't have no guns, can't, okay?
Can't do it. Can't do it.
They turn them in at Christmas $50.
The pawns are punk. Most of our men, like Neely Fuller said, and y'all can get mad at that, Neely Fuller said that and this is a man who wrote this in the 70s, said that our men would be wearing dresses in the 2000s. They thought he was crazy in his thesis. And he was right. That's what I call a hell of a projection that came true. And you should hear him now. He say, run from black people. This is a this is Dr. Francis Quest Wesley mentor. Is saying run from the black people. He say that's his opinion, of course, but this is a man who wrote a strategy against white supremacy. First guy at the time. And it was very, I got it. I think Ngoni got it. We don't read books on strategy on how to beat them. Can't beat nobody unless you read a strategy book.
Are you talking about the United, you talking about the United Independent Compensatory Code System for White Supremacy?
Correct. That's what I'm talking about. It's on Dry Bones Connection. See, that's what, you know, I'm going to tell you something that really hurt me. This is what hurt me. I know you have. This is what hurt me. Everybody who I tell stuff to, and I say, they be telling me stuff like that. Did you see that? I said, man, I had that on there for over 3 years now. And that means you never went on that site. That means you never went on www.drybonesconnection.com. That's why I can say, that's what I've been doing. It's a hard task to get black folks to even go to the knowledge. And it ain't even my knowledge. It's knowledge that was given down through the ancestors and other scholars that are even higher than me that you would listen to because they're white. So that's why I say it's kind of strong for me to tell people, you know, I just say keep my cool because, I mean, I'll talk to people sometimes and I'll be like, you must have seen that. That was all since 2006. It's 2014. And it's fine for you to find out about it, but that means you never went on the site that you claim you into. That's why, see, white people would be all over my site if I was to get a white people group. That's why people go to white people. I'm going to tell you straight up. I ain't going to fake this. Blacks go to white people, like Weber Pickney had to get help. Because what we're going to do mainly is try to strategize us out of doing it. That's what we do. We strategize ourselves out of it because we got to put so much into, we can't do nothing. It ain't going to happen overnight. I'm taking over this show right now because it's time for me to lay my head down. But I enjoyed every one of y'all. I ain't mad at nobody. I think it's going to be wonderful. We even have it because this they did when they took over Africa. They got in the room. They were just having a war in Europe, killing each other. France, Portugal, Spain, blood all over the battlefield. Got together and say, our next generation must eat. And what did they do? They got together in Berlin in 19-something. I can't think of the date right at the moment. But said, Portugal, you got this. Belgium, you got the Congo. England, you got South Africa. France, you got Mali. You got Libya. You got Morocco. You can wear feathers all day long. This is what they did. We got to take that attitude, too. So, everybody, appreciate y'all. Have a good night. Until next time.
Good night.
Good night.
They don't kill me. Girl, you make too much noise. I might the horn on, and then you get scratched like, man, I can't have all that noise. It's kind of crazy. Hold on. I'm going to call you right back. Hold on. Hello? You all right. So I started better than the trap on the connection. I like that. That's how sexy. Before I go to bed, I do my research with John Money Connection. No, but, I mean, we got to tell the whole story. Kevin was right, but don't be telling people, don't pay taxes. They were hyped today, but wasn't they? Yeah, that was good. That was it. No, that's true.
I keep telling even across the road, the older generation said the same thing. I'm like, they keep telling people like it's gonna be a collapse or something, and then the people gotta get nervous, and then it don't happen like that. They have like all the money going out. Even if the money was taken right away, which they're not gonna. Yeah, they can't do it. Yeah, it's not set up yet. They, when they go online, everybody's gonna be in agreement. They're gonna be in agreement with this. They're just getting online, but you know them, everybody's saying, you do this for me, I do this for you, and we're gonna play it like this. And the people are pawns. They don't care kill us. They kill us. I mean, there's enough money for everybody. That's why you give them some crazy ass people. I mean, you wanna mess with people checking shit? Come on.
Anyway, Ben.
Yeah, but you know how many times we asked for you to come online? We called you four times.
I said you was there. We was in. I said, Akilah, you in the air? Nothing. I had to go back out. I said, Akilah, you in the air? We everybody. I said, damn, she ain't saying it. Then you went off and the phone was gone. Then you came back on. I immediately pushed you in. Then when I got ready to ask for the queue, I had you. I said, hello. What was it? Too loud? Was it too loud? Oh, shit. No, I thought my speaker would pick that up because my speaker, this microphone picked up that music. So I was like, it had to be. I thought it was loud enough for that. I'm like, hell. Anyway, I ain't gonna worry about it. But I sent out enough videos for them to watch that. I picked everybody who on email, Facebook, they click on that link. So if they're clicking on, that's good. I don't know if you see it. Yeah, but yeah, that was And going to be playing with them. Boy, I think. Well, she was wrong. She. But don't play with her. But she. After that. No. But you had the facts. Yeah, but I say if you don't have the facts with you, don't mess with her. She will go with you, and she'll have her facts. That's why she ain't dispute you because she ain't read it. She knows about it, but so you went and read it and knew that they would. But it's gonna affect rich people though because they're gonna try to get their money.
Well, all I'm saying is that I'm not...